The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Union High School football. All season long, catch every game, home and away, as the Tigers defend their state championship. Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts, the A. Johnson Lumber Company, Monument Farms, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, Lathrop Forest Products, One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Woodware, Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, Mike's Auto and Towing, Vermont Field Sports, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromatch, J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, Community College of Vermont, Countryside Carpet and Paint, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, and Shear Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. And now, with the call of the game, here's Bjarke Sears and Bruce Eamon.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Week 5 of the Middlebury Tigers regular season. We're excited to bring you all the action this evening on 92.1 WVTK as the Middlebury Tigers take on the visiting Rutland Raiders here at Doc Collins Field in Middlebury. Our intro there said that I'm Bjarke Sears. Our intro there said I'd be broadcasting with Bruce Eamon tonight. That is not the case. Bruce is off on assignment, so I will be bringing the game to you solo. Excited to do that and excited to bring you all the action here in Week 5. The Middlebury Tigers enter Week 5. Still wondering a little bit, I think, what kind of team they are. It's been an up-and-down season so far for the Middlebury Tigers, who enter the game at a 2-2 record. Middlebury started off the season by dropping their first game to Colchester, and then, in a game that I think surprised a lot of people around the state, beat Hartford quite handily in the second game. They then went up to St. Johnsbury and lost, and really got thrown on quite a bit by Jacob Cady of the St. Johnsbury Hilltoppers, but then came back last week to defeat St. Albans in a game that was really never particularly close, even though it was only 6-0 at halftime. So the Middlebury Tigers come in at 2-2, wondering what team, I think to some degree, they are going to be out on the field tonight. Defense played great last week. Offense played great last week. Will they keep that same thing rolling tonight? Certainly the coaches hope they will. And for the Rutland Raiders coming in, they are 3-1. Coming into the fifth week of the season. Were it not for a couple late fumbles against St. Albans, it's pretty likely that they would be 4-0. So they're a challenging team that the Middlebury Tigers are taking on, and for both teams, an important juncture at this time of the year, halfway through the season, to take a measure of who you are, take a measure of who your opponents are, and really, really get set up for the postseason. Remember, the regular season for the Middlebury Tigers and for the Rutland Raiders, only 8 games long. So it's Week 5. The lights are coming on. The sun is sunk into the background beyond Snake Mountain. Just a beautiful glow in the sky. It's going to be a lovely night of football. It's homecoming week here at Middlebury High School at Doc Collins Field. And so we'll have some of the regular accoutrements there, including the Middlebury Tigers choir coming out and singing the national anthem. So there's going to be a lot of great things tonight. And we're excited to bring you all the action. We're going to step aside for a moment, but come back with more pregame on 92.1 WVTK.
Crosby Sales and Service in Brandon remind you winter is on the way, so it's time to start thinking snowblower sales and service. Also, get that sled or ATV tuned up for hunting season. Crosby Sales and Service takes care of all your repair needs, from snowblowers to snow machines and all your lawn and garden equipment. If it needs to be fixed, do it right with Crosby Sales and Service, Route 7 in Brandon, or call them at 247-3303. That's 247-3303.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two for one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Hey, Shane, I think we should have been electricians.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because we sure fix a lot of lights.
Yeah, like your check engine light, airbag, ABS, TPMS, and maintenance lights.
Yeah, and don't forget headlights, brake lights, taillights, dome lights, and dash lights.
Oh, and that's not all. We can pretty much fix anything that's screwed or glued to your car.
So if your car shakes, rattles, bucks, spits, or just plain has a hissy fit, bring it on in.
Oh, and don't forget about your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Mike's Auto, Elm Street, Middlebury.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back as we tick on down towards kickoff here in week five of the regular season. There's about 13 minutes left on the clock, counting down towards kickoff. It's going to be a fun night around here and a fun weekend. It's homecoming weekend, so lots of different games going on. I know there's going to be a variety of soccer games, field hockey. I do believe cross country is away this weekend, but lots of different things going on, and certainly the Tigers are keyed up for it. Middlebury had a pep rally this afternoon, so they're certainly ready to go. Fans are coming into the stadium as we speak here and getting ready and getting excited to go. It's going to be a beautiful night, as we said, for football. So for the Middlebury Tigers, you know, it's been an up-and-down season in a lot of ways. In certain games, they have seen defensively dominant and really not allowed people to move the ball particularly well. Both Hartford and St. Albans really did not have a lot of offensive success at all. And then in other games, they've looked a little lost. Against Colchester and St. Johnsbury, they were particularly hurt by the passing game. This is not untypical for the Tigers. Generally, if there's a place where they're weaker on defense, it is against the pass. But in those games, they were a little bit exposed. Olson, for the tight end for Colchester, was able to get open near the end of the game and make a couple plays that broke the game open for the Lakers. And then for St. Johnsbury, they were really not able to stop Jacob Cady and the St. Johnsbury offense. In fact, they only kept them from scoring a touchdown on one drive. Yet, in those other games, they've been defensively very effective. And so the question is tonight, what Tigers defense will we see? One thing to think about, Rutland does throw and pass the ball. Their quarterback, Ryan Moore, has been successful through the air and on the ground, so that'll be something to see for that Tiger defense. For the Tiger offense, they have been explosive. It's never been a problem with offense so far for this team. They make quick hitter plays from distance. Players like C.J. Bryant, who's really come on as a sophomore, actually really from the beginning of the season, has played extremely well. And then Tim Gettleman on the other side has been Tim Gettleman has been extremely productive from the quarterback position, really exploding into space. And in the last couple weeks, we've seen a real emergence of Tyler Buxton as an offensive threat. Early on in the season, they weren't giving them the ball a ton. He started getting that more and more and more. So the Tiger offense has been doing great and been very successful and predictable. It's the defense tonight that we'll be watching for. And for the Rutland Raiders, this is a team that could be a little confusing as well. They are 3-1. They could easily be 4-0. And yet, in those games, they haven't seemed like a dominant team. And so for both coaches tonight, probably coming into the game wondering exactly what they're going to get. For Middlebury, how's that defense going to hold up? And then for Rutland, can they play well in all phases of the game? That will certainly be a big question as we move forward. And for the Middlebury Tigers, not only has offense and defense been a little bit of a trick, but kicking has been a thing that we haven't really gotten to assess all that much. There have been a variety of times for the Tigers where they've really had to go for two-point conversions because of the situation on the scoreboard. And there's been a kick blocked. Last week, Bodie Rubright had a kick blocked, so he did not make that one. Other than that, their extra points really have not... they have not had many. Right now, Tim Gettleman has gone 4-for-6 in those extra points. So for the Tiger kicking game, we have not had a field goal yet so far this year through 4 weeks. So what does that kicking game look like? Tonight, there's really no wind, maybe a tiny bit out of the east as the flag's fluttering off in the southwest corner of the field. But not much wind movement. Certainly a night where passing or kicking should be able to be effective. And here come the Rutland Raiders out onto the field. They're wearing all white with their traditional red numbers and red numbers on the side of the helmet. Everything else is white. And we'll see what the Middlebury Tigers will be wearing, but we can assume it'll be their blacks that were originally all black uniforms with the orange striping. They were originally for homecoming a few years ago, and they, you know, kind of asked the coaches, hey, we like these. Can we wear these all the time? And they do allow them to do so. The sun has gone down. The lights are on. People are here. We imagine the grills are going over on the pickup trucks over on the side. And we're rolling towards kickoff. We'll step aside for a moment. We'll be back with the starting lineups here on 92.1 WVTK.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
No one likes being on the sidelines, but if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a True Value.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Now back to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back to week five as we count down to kickoff here at 92.1 WVTK. The regular season in Middlebury and in high school football in Vermont is 8 weeks long. In other words, you don't have much time to rest. And you don't have much time where you can put bad losses on the resume and then be able to survive it. It is particularly true that of that this year. Generally, there's a fair amount of difference between the top teams. Often there's, by week four, there's one team that's undefeated or two teams, and then a few teams after that. This year, it's all a big mess at the Division I level. There are five teams currently 3-1. Rice Memorial is currently ranked first in the QPR standings by a decent amount. Number two are the combined South Burlington and Burlington Seawolves. That noise you hear behind you are the Middlebury Tigers taking the field. As they come out, they will touch the tiger that's over on the side of the field, then come running out. They are wearing their homecoming blacks with the orange piping and the white letters on the side of their helmet. The Mount Mansfield Cougars currently are sitting in third place, Colchester in fourth, and Rutland in fifth, all though have a record of 3-1. Middlebury is tied with Hartford and BFA St. Albans and St. Johnsbury with a record of 2-2, although I don't think there's anyone out there in the state who really thinks that St. Johnsbury is the ninth best team in Division I. Essex comes in at number 10, 1-3. CVU is 0-4, and Brattleboro is 0-4. In other words, it's parity all across Division I. So while that makes it so that tonight is not a must-win necessarily for the Middlebury Tigers to make the playoffs, to come out of tonight 3-2 as opposed to 2-3 would be a big, big thing, especially with the Burn Burton Bulldogs, who in many ways may be the toughest all-around team in the state, waiting the Tigers on the next week of the schedule. Well, we're going to give you some starters here for tonight's game. The Tigers are currently out doing jumping jacks in the circle. Their captains are leading them in this process. And we apologize for the amount of noise in the background. That will not continue through the game. They tend to turn up the volume a little bit before they get going. And for starters for tonight's game, we're going to introduce the Middlebury offense. Starting at split end, senior number 22, Zach Dunn. Zach comes in at 5'8", 140 pounds. Starting at left tackle, junior number 68, Tristan Cannell. Tristan's 5'7", 175. Starting at left guard, senior number 79, Spencer Catterett, checking in at 5'11", 200. Starting at center, senior number 66, Will LaRocque. Will checks in at 6'1", 185. Right guard, senior number 51, Riley Brown. He's a co-captain, 5'11", 200. And right tackle, Lucas Farrell, senior, number 64. Lucas clocks in at 5'11", 170. At split end, senior number 89, Wyatt Cameron. Wyatt, a co-captain, is 6'2", 165. That quarterback, of course, is Tim Gettleman, a junior, number 18. Tim is 5'11", 155. At left halfback, senior number 11, Simon Fisher, a co-captain, checking in at 5'8", 145. At fullback, sophomore number 2, C.J. Bryant, 6 foot and all 160 pounds of him for a fullback. And at right halfback, junior number 14, Tyler Buxton, 6 foot, 156. The Tigers are coached by Dennis Smith, assisted by John Newseder and Jed Malcolm. And starters for Rutland High School. We will give you their offense as well, since we think it'll be an offensive game. We'll get some defense as we get flowing through the game. Number two, senior wide receiver Eric Coughlin. At quarterback, senior number 11, Ryan Moore. At tight end, senior number 15, Ethan Knott. At wide receiver, senior number 20, Lucas Hubbard. At running back, sophomore number 35, I take that back. At running back, senior number 33, Dakota Peters. At on the one offensive line position, senior number 64, Matthew Mumford. Another offensive lineman, junior number 65, Mattingly Colvin. Also on the offensive line, sophomore number 66, Toby Jacobowski. On the offensive line, junior number 68, Chris Wilk. On the offense, rounding out the offensive line and the starters, junior number 73, John Miles. The Raiders are coached by Mike Norman. Assistant coaches, Tim Paquette, Jerry Garuso, Dave Tibbs, Dan Alcorn, Jonah Bissett, and Cody Bradish. And those will be the starters for tonight's game. And we are ticking down now. Only a minute 23 left on the clock before the game gets going here. And I have a couple more little things to do before we get going. A couple things you might note if you haven't been at the field this year. There are now play clocks on either end of the field, which helps the quarterback know when they need to spike the ball. But other than that, everything's pretty much ready to go. A good crowd here tonight for homecoming. You see the students stretched all the way down to where the parking lot curves on the right side of the field. Lots of young kids down playing football at the far end of the end zone. And the MUHS chorus is waiting over on the left, ready to come out and regale us with the national anthem. Right now, the captains are out on the field talking to each other and the officials. So far this year, the Tigers have not been particularly lucky with the coin toss. Generally, they have not been getting it, but hey, maybe I just gave them some good home cooking there because they just won the toss. And of course, they will defer, as they always do, to take the ball for the beginning of the second half. So they will defer here. So the big keys of tonight, to tonight's game for me, are going to be the defensive line and defense of the Middlebury Tigers. How do they do against Rutland, the Rutland Raiders, particularly when Rutland decides to throw? Hey, can Rutland play mistake-free football? The Tigers have generally been a very disciplined unit, and we shouldn't expect that to change. So Rutland will need to play disciplined football to be able to hang in there with the Tigers. And can the Tigers continue moving the ball on offense? As great as big plays are, they are not something you can necessarily count on. Big plays happen as a nice reaction to situations, but you can't assume that you're going to get big plays. So will the Tigers be able to make some of those small plays, dominate at the point of attack when they need to, especially on the offensive line, and really keep things going? That's what we're going to look at tonight. Another important point to watch and look at is going to be the play of the left side of the offensive line for the Middlebury Tigers. So far this year, the right side tended to be where the Tigers went very often, and the left side has absolutely done a fantastic job the last couple games. It seemed like last game up in St. Albans, the Tigers were running behind the left quite often. So we'll see whether they keep up that diversified approach as they go ahead. Right now they're out there introducing the Tigers. The Rutland Raiders, although I've given you the starters, do not get introduced individually during the game. They get introduced as a unit. We can thank Bill Belichick usually for this whole trend in having the whole team introduced as a group.
At linebacker, junior number five.
As we wait here for kickoff, as you can hear in the background, we'll just get a little look around what else is happening around Division One this week. Certainly some important games to watch. BFA St. Albans will be home against Hartford tonight. That's one to watch for, certainly. St. Johnsbury is going to be home against Brattleboro. They'll be on the road down in Brattleboro, and that'll be tonight. Tomorrow, the Seawolves will be at CVU, taking them on. And Colchester will be away at Mount Mansfield tomorrow afternoon. And Rice will be taking on Essex at home tomorrow afternoon in South Burlington. So those are the big games on the docket this weekend, and certainly things to pay attention to. What happens to St. Jay? What happens to Rice? These are teams that Middlebury really needs to be paying attention to as we go forward into the year.
And we'd like to introduce a member of the Middlebury.
The Middlebury chorus is now coming out on the field.
About representing our Middlebury community.
And to give you a quick little introduction here. So for the Middlebury Tigers, with a record of 2-2, seeking to go 3-2 and keep this upswing that they've been ongoing. For the Rutland Raiders, trying to prove that one game against St. Albans was a fluke and not something that they would have to worry about going forward. So a lot on the table for both teams tonight, and a lot of questions for them to figure out and work through. We're going to step aside for a moment. We'll be back with kickoff on 92.1 WVTK.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hey, sports fans. Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Archery season is fast approaching, so make sure you drop into the shop and make sure your bow is tuned up and dialed in opening day on October 6th. We have great deals on crossbows and compound bows and a variety of arrows. We can check your draw length and bowstring to make sure you're ready for the range. And don't forget to check out our brand new website, vtfieldsports.com. Remember, always hunt safe and hunt smart. Thanks and have a great day.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And as the sounds of the Middlebury chorus echo off the trees here along the Otter Creek in lovely Middlebury, Vermont, we are ready for football. The lights are on. The sky's starting to get dark. Now it feels like football season. First couple weeks, it was a little hot. A little hard to handle with that. But right now, it has cooled down, and the Tigers and the Raiders are ready to go. The Rutland Raiders are going to start with the football on offense. Middlebury is going to kick it away to them. Middlebury coming in with a record of 2-2 will be kicking away to the Raiders, who have a record of 3-1. Remember, were it not for a fumble, only about a minute left in the game against St. Albans, the Raiders would be 4-0. So certainly maybe an opportunity for a trap game here for the Middlebury Tigers. And here come the Tigers out on the field with the Raiders waiting to return the ball. The Raiders are going to be waiting near the north end zone, standing returners at about the 11-yard line or so. Middlebury Tigers are going to be kicking off from the south to the north, so that's left to right on your radio dial, from the 40. And we are ready to kick off week five.
Bodie Rubright teeing up the ball for Middlebury.
And Bodie Rubright wearing a new number, it seems. He's got
75
on tonight. And he's ready to kick it away. And it's a fairly short kick. It's going to go to an up man at about the 26. He's going to return it across the 40, getting some good space. He's going to bring it up to the 44-yard line. And that's where Rutland's going to start out for their first possession of the night. It's first and 10 for the Rutland Raiders from about the 44-yard line. Rutland's quarterback's going to be Ryan Moore, a senior. He's had a productive year so far. He is a dual threat, able to both run and throw. He ran for a touchdown and threw one last week in their win over Hartford, so certainly a threat for these Tigers. He's starting out in the shotgun with one running back with him, two wide receivers, one on each side. He calls for it. He's going to hand it up the middle. Big hole up the middle for his running back, who's going to get close about 10 yards on that carry. That's going to be a number I don't have on my roster. This is fantastic. And did they say Peters? All right, we'll call him Peters. And this time the quarterback's going to keep it himself, working up the middle. Big holes there, bashing forward. That's a gain more with about 15 yards or so on that carry.
35 for its first and 10 for Rutland.
And right now, Rutland is finding big spaces to run. Right now, out on the field, it is first and 10 for Rutland from the 35 of the Tigers. Peters has it. No, Moore keeps it to himself on the right side. And this time, the Tigers' defense is able to swarm him. A loss of about one on that run for Ryan Moore. Right now, the Rutland Raiders have gotten off to a hot offensive start, are looking at second and 10 from the 35 of the second and 11. From the 36-yard line of the Middlebury Tigers. It's Moore in the shotgun and two wide receivers to the left. He looks left, throws it out in the middle. It gets intercepted after a man tips it. Mason Coffin has it. He's running backwards, though. He's going to get dropped at about the 17. It's interesting to consider where his actual forward progress was because he kept going backwards. But Mason Coffin with an interception there. against Moore.
Moore
threw that
18.
Ball into a whole raft of people. And that was not productive for him. So Middlebury coming out with first and 10 from their own 18-yard line. And Middlebury Tigers are set up first and 10 from their 18. Gettleman under center with three running backs and a wishbone. We haven't seen that yet this year. Gettleman calls for it. He turns. He hands it back to Tyler Buxton, who just spins out of someone's hands behind the line of scrimmage, but they come over and smother him. That's going to be a decent loss on that play, on that first down run for Tyler Buxton. Middlebury Tiger football, 92.1 WVTK, is brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. They have parts for the car, truck, boat, and even 18-wheelers. That was a loss of three on that first down carry for Tyler. Nice pursuit there by the linebackers coming over to smother him up. Now Tim's under center with three running backs in the double wing. One receiver to the left, one to the right. It's second and 13 from the Tiger 15. And this time he has it. He hands it to Buxton, who's going to try the other side. Sorry, it's Fisher that time.
Ball carrier.
And he is going to get no gain on that play for the Middlebury Tigers.
Company on the stop.
It is now going to be third and 13 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. 9:54 left to go in the first quarter. Score is still 0-0. Tigers are looking over to the near sideline. Remember, they get their signals in from the sideline. They do not huddle up anymore. And here they come. Gettleman up to the line, third and 13. He's got a running back in motion. He's now got two wide receivers on the right. He's going to keep it himself and try the right. Here come the linebackers for the Raiders. And the ball came out right at the end for Gettleman. I think they're going to say he brought it back in. But he did not pick up a first down. He picked up about 9 yards or so. It's going to be fourth down coming up for the Middlebury Tigers.
Coming up a fourth and four for Middlebury.
Fourth and four for Middlebury. Deep in their own zone, they're going to have to punt it away here. Unlike last week up at Collins Purley, there is no particular wind, so it's ideal conditions for a punter. If there's anything, the wind's blowing slowly from the south, which would aid this punt a little bit. Right now it is Wyatt Cameron, I believe, back here to punt away. The receivers, the kick returners, punt returners, are sitting back at the 40-yard line. He calls for it. It's up. He's able to corral it. He brings it in. It's a little wobbly, and it's going to end up going out of bounds. So after they mark it off, the Rutland Raiders are going to come out for their second offensive possession
of
the night.
Of marked on the 44.
It's going to be the Rutland Raiders with a first and 10 from the 44-yard line. For Rutland's first drive, they were productive on the ground. They had a rush of 10 yards and a rush of 15 before the quarterback, Ryan Moore, threw it into heavy coverage in the middle of the field. The ball was tipped up, and it was Middlebury's Mason Kaufman with the interception to stop that drive. What will Rutland have in store for the Tigers this time? Here come the Raiders up to the line. They have two wide receivers off to the right, one to the left, one running back standing next to the quarterback in the backfield. He is in the shotgun. He calls for it. He's going to hand it. No, he's going to throw it out into the near wide receiver on the right side, who's able to spin away from one tackler. He's now spinning up at about the 10-yard line to gain. And so that's going to be a first down for them. It's number 24 who brought it in. That was Jacob Lorman on that. And we'll give him about a 10-yard gain. It's going to be first and 10 for the Rutland Raiders. Officials are calling timeout. It's unclear why. The chain gang looks like there's a decent amount of space there. It doesn't look like it's going to be particularly close, but we'll see. They are going to measure it out.
Halftime. And also stop by the food booth.
And it is a first down for the Rutland Raiders. 8:31 left to go in this first quarter. The game is still tied 0-0 between Rutland and Middlebury. However, Rutland has gotten across the midline, and they are now in the Middlebury line side of the field. It is first and 10 from the 46 of the Tigers. And it is going to be a running back taking it on the right side. Big holes there as he explodes through the right side, getting dropped down, and the ball came out at the end of the run. But the officials do not look like they think it was a fumble. We'll see.
Peters has another
and
first
went
down.
From 46 down
Donnie
to
Company on
the
stop.
24.
The first and 10 with the ball on the 24.
And first and 10, here they go. Man, try in the middle there. He's going to get knocked down after a
ball
gain of only four.
The 20.
And they're going to be looking at second down.
Company on the stop.
Coming up.
Along with Buxton.
22.
Going to bring up a second and seven.
Do what I was doing there. Thank you. It's going to be second and seven coming up for the Rutland Raiders. They are deep in Tiger territory from their own, from the Tiger 20-yard line. Quarterback's in the shotgun. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. He throws it out to the flat on the left. Man's able to make one move. A group of Tigers came up and put a hit on him. Gain of maybe about three on that catch.
Ball's going to be spotted on the 17.
And it's going to be third and four coming up for Rutland to the 17-yard line of the Middlebury Tigers. And it is Moore back in the shotgun. He's got his man with him. He's going to keep it himself and try the middle. Did he get the first down? Looks like he did. Right now, it seems like Rutland's just able to pick up these first downs when they need them. And right now, it is quarterback Ryan Moore kind of calmly handling the offense. He did throw that interception in that first drive, but right now seems to be picking his spots a little bit, and Rutland is moving. 0-0 with 7:08, but Rutland is in the zone. Here comes the running back trying over to the right side, swallowed by a group of Tigers. There's going to be one gain on that yard.
It's
1 yard gain for Peters on that run. And they're going to be looking at a second and about nine. Our Rutland from the 14-yard line. And it is Moore back in the shotgun. Peters next to him. One wide receiver to the left, one to the right. And it is Peters who tries the middle. And this time the Tigers stiffen up. Gang of Tigers climbing off of him after a gain of around 3 or 4 yards.
Company on the stop.
It was Ian Plouffe and a few other Tigers in that tackle.
On the 10.
So that was a gain of 4.
And 6.
Is going to be third and 6 coming up from Rutland from the 10-yard line of the Middlebury Tigers. Rutland looking to get on the board first. Moore has one wide receiver on each side as Peters in the backfield with him throws right up the middle to a tight end. That's going to be a touchdown.
To Coughlin.
That touchdown went to Kaufman. Eric Kaufman, number 2, wide receiver
touchdown
for the Rutland Raiders. And he was fairly open in the middle of that space. He was just able to get in a spot, kind of hunker down there, and able to bring it in. Here comes the kick coming up. It's Noah Crossman going for the point after. Middlebury's going to take a timeout. We'll stay right here as we wait for this extra point. So right now, Rutland was able to move the ball on their first possession, and they were able to move it again on their second possession. Remember, one of the keys to tonight's game is how does the Middlebury defense stack up? Are they able to win the point of attack against the offensive line, and are they able to cover in pass coverage? Well, right now, Rutland has been able to open holes against the Tigers, and in spots, they've been able to make some completions. They haven't asked for a whole lot of Ryan Moore so far. He's only thrown short completions, and it's been effective enough that that certainly makes sense for them. All right, they are back on the field. The timeout is over, and Noah Crossman is waiting to kick the extra point. And we await. Raiders are down in their stances. Here comes the snap. Here comes the hold. And there goes the kick. It is good. 7-0 Raiders. 92-1 WVTK.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest mattresses. Hubbardson Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs, and Telescope casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiree on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
The Rutland Raiders, on their second possession of the night, were able to get it in. It was a 10-yard pass from Ryan Moore to Eric Coughlin, and they were able to score. Right now it's 7-0, but Rutland's kicking off to the Tigers. It is Simon Fisher with the ball at the 15-yard line. He brings it across the 20, gets a nice hole in the middle before he is shoestring tackled at the 26-yard line, and that's where Middlebury Tigers are going to come in on their second possession of the night. There's 5:57 left to go in this first quarter. Middlebury is trailing by a score of 7-0. And here they come out. Tim Gettleman's got his crew out there. He's got his three running backs in the double wing. He's got a receiver to the left. He's got a receiver to the right. Tyler Buxton goes in motion from the right to the left. Gettleman comes back with it, keeps it himself, and pitches out to Simon Fisher over on the left side. Fisher's able to get forward for about a yard before he gets over towards that sideline. It's going to be a 2nd and 9 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers.
Going to be 2nd and...
Simon Fisher really took off last week for Middlebury. He hadn't had a huge number of yards coming into that game, and then he really took off. Right now in the season, he's carried 21 times for 114 yards. It's a healthy average of 5.5 yards per carry. Gettleman under center with three running backs, one wide receiver on either side. He's got a man in motion, but he's going to keep it himself, rolling back, looking downfield. He's going to throw it way up in the air. Oh, boy, he got lucky there. Pass interference call is going to come in. It looks like a hanky was thrown on the field against probably the Rutland Raiders. It looked like Wyatt Cameron may have gotten slowed up by the defender. The defender was the only one with a play on the ball, but I think slowing up Cameron actually slowed the defender up, wasn't able to bring it in. Either way, it's going to be a pass interference call, and the Tigers are going to get an advantage here. We'll see them count this out. You know, a tricky thing in high school football for sometimes for a defender is if you feel like you're going to get burned, it's going to be holding against Rutland. If you feel like you're going to get burned in Vermont high school football, it's often better to actually just grab onto the person because they don't do it to the point of the foul. They just advance the ball a certain number of yards. So if you think you're going to get burned sometimes, and I think it's a strange rule, you can actually bring someone down and get an advantage to it. Gettleman, 1st and 10 from the Tigers 38. Three running backs in the backfield, one receiver on either side. Gettleman has it, drops back. He's going to hold it himself, but these linebackers are pursuing him pretty hard. And he gained about 2 yards before being brought down. One thing I will observe early on in this game, these Rutland linebackers hit hard. They are effective tacklers, and they'll let you know they were there when they were done. And wrapped up Gettleman pretty strong and threw him right to the ground there. We're going to give Tim a gain of about 2 on that one. It's going to be 2nd and 8 coming up for the Tigers from their own 40-yard line. Scores 7-0 Rutland, 4:42 left to go in the first quarter. Gettleman under center, three running backs in the backfield, no wide receivers, double tight end down on the line. And this time it's going to be Fisher getting a nice hole on the right side, stumbled a little bit as he tried to make a juke and was able to get finished off. He did gain a decent area of pickup of about 6, but it was Kyle Del Bianco able to bring him down on that tackle. And right now coming up, it is 3rd and 2. We'll actually give him a 6-yard carry on that one for Fisher. 3rd and 2 coming up for the Tigers from their own 46-yard line. Gettleman under center, three running backs, no wide receivers. Double tight ends with their hands on the ground. Buxton in motion from the right to the left, but it's going to be Bryant trying the middle of the line. I do not think that he got enough yardage to get the new set of downs. Looks like he got about a yard into the line and then got stuffed.
Company on the stop. Ball on the 47.
It is going to be 4th down coming up for the Tigers, and an interesting decision here for them. C.J. Bryant started the year off with a bang, with a huge run for a touchdown early on against Colchester. He's had his moments as the year has gone on, but he's had more and more trouble getting through the line of scrimmage. Seems teams are really keying on him. They're aware that he's going to get the ball, and they're treating him pretty physically when he gets there. And it's fourth and one. Gettleman is going to go for it with the double wing behind him. No wide receivers. He has Fisher in motion. He's going to hand it to Fisher. Fisher is going to be able to pick up the first down. Was just able to dive across it. Got it by a couple inches. But that should be good for a first down for the Middlebury Tigers. And sure enough, it is.
First and 10 with the ball on the 49.
And the Tigers, 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter, trailing 7-0 to Rutland, now have a new set of downs. Gettleman and the gang looking over here to the near sideline, getting the calls in from the various coaches. It's up to people at home to try to figure out which coach is doing what. It's a mystery, and that's the point. Gettleman right now has three running backs, no wide receivers, double tight ends down to the line. He's up underneath center, calling it out. And he gets it. He's going to go back. He's going to give it to Tyler Buxton. Buxton able to get away from the tackle behind the line of scrimmage and able to spin his way for a nice gain of three, maybe four, after it looked like he was going to get stopped for a loss of one or two there.
Plant on the bottom.
A couple weeks ago, when Bruce and I were talking, we pointed out that Tyler Buxton had not been used a lot offensively, and we were hoping that that would be the case that he would start to be. He's had a really sensational few weeks since then. Buxton on the year, 18 carries for 195 yards. That's an average of over 10 yards per carry. Gettleman under center with three running backs. Whoa, big movement on the offensive line there. Jumped right out. Was probably about 3 yards in front of the line of scrimmage before that call was made. And sure enough, it is a false start against the Tigers. They're going to walk that back 5 yards. It's going to be second and about 12 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers from the Tigers' own 47-yard line. 1:55 left to go in the first quarter. Still 7-0 Rutland, but Tigers looking to make some hay. Tim Gettleman under center with three running backs. No wide receivers on either side. Calls it out. He's got a man in motion. And he's going to not fake it, but then look downfield. It's going to be a throw for Tim Gettleman. It's going to go off the hands of Tyler Buxton. Now it's going to be third and 12 coming up for the Tigers. Middlebury Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK. Brought to you in part by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Tiger football is also brought to you in part by Monument Farms of Weybridge. For local fresh milk from their farm to your local store. Tigers are facing a third and 12 from their own 47-yard line. 1:37 left to go in the first quarter, trailing by a touchdown. Gettleman under center. He has four wide receivers, one running back in the backfield. A little bit of a confusing exchange between him and Brian. He looks downfield, overthrows his receiver, and that is going to be fourth down and 11. One would assume the Tigers are going to punt.
Fourth and 12.
That was a little bit lucky for Tim Gettleman there. He threw it out into space. There were potential defenders there. In fact, two kind of lurking in the vicinity. So for the Tigers, maybe to come away with punting instead of an interception may have been fortunate. And here they come ready to punt. It's going to be Wyatt Cameron standing at his own 35-yard line. The punt returners for Rutland are waiting at their own 20. Cameron's back, standing, waiting for it. Here comes the snap. A nice snap right into his hands. And a nice punt. That was a good special teams work by both teams. Receiver gets it at about the 15. Makes one man miss. Makes another man miss. Now it's a gang of Tigers all over him. And he's going to get brought down at the 15. No real gain there. And Rutland, leading 7-0, has come out on the field looking to see if they can put some more points on the board. As of right now, the Middlebury Tigers have not been able to move the ball too well on offense, a little bit of motion. That has not been the case for the Rutland Raiders. They've been able to move effectively, already solidly over 50 yards, probably getting close to 75 yards for the game combined, are the Rutland Raiders. Ryan Moore has already thrown a touchdown pass to Eric Coughlin, and that is the scoring so far in this game. Here comes Moore and the rest of the offense out onto the field. It's going to be first and 10 from the Rutland 17. Moore has it. He's going to hand it off to Peters, who tries the left side, moves back to the right, doesn't get any farther there. In fact, he lost a lot on that carry. That was a loss of about 4 yards. One thing that can happen for running backs is, you know, you try to make a bigger play. You try to bust out of something and see if you can get more. Sometimes when you do that, you end up reversing the field, losing some distance, and that was what happened to Peters on that carry. And right now, Moore has it. Moore's looking downfield. He's got a wide-open man if he's able to connect, and he is. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. Nobody's going to catch him. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. That was a 88-yard touchdown. For Ryan Moore.
92-yard pass play.
I believe it was from the 12. I think that will be an 88-yard touchdown from Moore to Lucas Hubbard, his catch of the day. And when he came out the backside of that defense, there was absolutely nobody with him. Moore did a nice job, able to drop it in. Nice job by Hubbard, keeping his hands up, plucking it at the height of kind of his extension. Here comes the extra point. And it is good. It is 14-0 Rutland on 92.1 WVTK.
Hi there. This is Craig Lee, sales manager at Foster Motors in Middlebury. It's the Ram Power Days and the Jeep Adventure Days here at Foster Motors, and I want to invite you into our dealership to find a vehicle that works for you. I could sit here and throw out all kinds of discount and amazing payments on vehicles for like 30 seconds, or I could just offer you our services. Great deals on new, pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans, and great trade values at a dealership that is there for you. Come in to Foster Motors. Sit down with a member of our sales staff and see why we are much more than just a name on a mud flap. And always remember, at Foster Motors...
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at champlainvalleyproperty.com.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And for the Middlebury Tigers, that was not what they needed. It was an 88-yard touchdown strike from quarterback Ryan Moore to wide receiver Lucas Hubbard. Really more of a tight end, he looks, but he flies like a wide receiver. And Rutland's up 14-0, but they're kicking away to the Tigers. Simon Fisher has it at the 10. He gives it off to Ian Plouffe, who's trying the right left side of the field. He's going to get taken down at the 25. That's where the Middlebury Tigers are going to take over. And right now, if I could say, the Middlebury Tigers need to have a sustained drive for a little while. They need to give themselves a chance to kind of calm down after that play, see if they can put some plays together. And really, down 14-0 near the end of the first quarter, it'd be nice for the Tigers to put some points on the board. Gettleman comes out looking to do just that. He's got his three running backs in the double wing. He's got a wide receiver to the left. That's Zach Dunn. He's got a wide receiver, Wyatt Cameron, to the right. And Gettleman has it. He's going to go up the middle with Tyler Buxton. Nice explosion there through the linebackers up into the secondary. That was a gain of about 15 yards on the first down carry for Tyler Buxton.
On the stop, it is a first down for the Tigers.
And for the Tigers, it will be first and 10 from their own 40-yard line. Remember, they are trailing 14-0 here near the end of the first quarter. Gettleman under center. He now has his three running backs. He's got a receiver to the left and a receiver to the right. He's talking over right now with Simon Fisher. Now they're getting back set in their positions. Calls for it from under center. And there is going to be some motion. I didn't see a lot on the Tigers' side. That'll be it, actually, for the end of the first quarter. It's Rutland 14, Tigers nothing on 92.1 WVTK.
The cooler weather is here, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler before the cold weather sets in. So get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have the part you're looking for, and that does not happen often, they'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury, and you'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Price, quick service, and knowledgeable people that can find what you need fast along with the solid advice. See Brad and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. For parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to keep your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice, Napa in Middlebury. Napa, closed on Sundays.
Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back for the beginning of the second quarter. Middlebury Tigers with a first and 10 on their own 40-yard line, trailing 14 to nothing. And the ball's going to go up the middle. Looking at Tyler Buxton again, doing more good work. He's going to get about an 8-yard gain. Nothing fancy about that. Just getting through the line. Nice job the left side of the line to open that up. Plowing forward for an 8-yard gain. It is going to be second and give him a 7-yard gain. It's going to be second and 3 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. Second and 2. Going with the second and 2 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. Almost at midfield. Fisher in motion. Three running backs in the backfield, but it's going to go to CJ up the middle. Does not look like he's going to get the first down. No gain on the play there for CJ Bryant. It's going to be third and short coming up for the Tigers. Third and a long, short 2, long 1. Remember, 11 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Rutland is leading 14 to nothing over the Tigers. The Tigers are looking at a 3rd and 1 from their own 49-yard line. Pretty much exactly 1 yard, actually. The ball sits right before the hash mark, but the line to gain is a little before the 50-yard line. So pretty much 1 honest yard here to go for the Tigers. Gettleman under center, 3 running backs, 1 wide receiver on each side. Running back from motion from the left to the right. Gettleman's going to keep it himself and test that right side. Will the linebacker get him in time? I think he did. We'll see here what the spot was. Really excellent job there by number 52, Garrett Davin. Davin was able to read it as Gettleman came over to the left, is able to come around that corner and set him up and hit him and take him immediately down. As we said, very nice tacklers right now for Rutland. These guys are hard-hitting players. The safeties actually look like linebackers. These are a pretty rugged team. Tigers right now, 4th and 1 from their own 49. They are going to go for it. Gettleman under center. He has 3 running backs in the double wing. He has a receiver on each side, and he has motion.
Gettleman on a keeper.
Well, Tim Gettleman got that. It looked like it was pretty quick motion there by the center, but they gave it to him. Good for a Tiger call. It's going to be 1st and 10 on the 49 of Rutland.
It's going to be 1st and 10 with the ball on the Rutland 49.
1st and 10 coming up for the Tigers on the Rutland 49. This time, they have crossed midfield. Gettleman looking at the 1st and 10 with his 3 running backs and 2 wide receivers. He calls for him. He's got a man in motion, and he's going to give it to that man. Simon Fisher tries to go up the line, and again, number 52, Garrett Davin, just doing an absolutely great job tackling, just immediately wrapped Fisher up when he came through the line, stopping him for a 2-yard gain. Tigers now looking at a 2nd and 8 from the 47-yard line of the Raiders. Tigers trailing 14 to nothing. 9:55 left to go in the second quarter. Gettleman has it. He's looking, rolling back, looking downfield. He had a man open, and he gets intercepted. Actually, Rutland got very fortunate. There were 2 players right next to each other, but Goulette was able to bring it in. That's Matthew Goulette, able to bring it in on the 36-yard line.
36.
So for Gettleman, who has thrown into coverage a couple times today, that was certainly not the way you wanted it to work out. It was interesting. He almost got away with one. 2 Rutland defenders ran into each other, but the man was able to bring it in, and now the Raiders have it on offense. It's the quarterback keeping it himself, plowing forward. He's going to gain about 7 yards on that first down run for Ryan Moore.
Cameron up from the bottom of the pile for Middlebury.
So far, Rutland has pretty much been the more show, along with Peters. Peters this time taking the ball, plowing forward. That's going to be a five-yard gain. Right now, there's nothing fancy about what the Rutland Raiders are doing when it comes to running. They are just trying the middle of the Tigers' line. This is a big offensive line for Rutland, and you can see that.
With the ball on the 47.
First and 10 coming up with Rutland. Ball on the 47 of their own side of the field, leading 14-0. 9:23 left to go in the second quarter. And this time it is going to be Moore keeping it himself, testing the right side.
Keeper.
He gets 5 yards on that first down carry right now. They're getting yardage in chunks. Spencer Ketterett with the tackle for the Middlebury Tigers.
For second and 7.
Second and about 6 coming up here for the Rutland Raiders. Moore's back in the shotgun with two wide receivers and a running back. He keeps it himself, throws it in the middle, overthrows his receiver. His receiver had not had a chance to turn his head around. And it was actually a decent throw in the sense no one was around Ethan Knott as he was going down the field, but Knott just hadn't had a chance to turn his head around and wasn't able to bring it in. Middlebury Tiger football is brought to you in part by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value hardware store, and more. Also brought to you by LeBurge Insurance Incorporated for all your insurance needs on Washington Street in Middlebury. And right now it's Moore back in the shotgun. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Peters in the background, backfield standing next to Moore. Moore has it. He keeps it himself. He's looking downfield. The gang of Tigers are with him. He throws it up high, and his receiver didn't read it well, nor did the defender. The ball falls harmlessly to the ground. And right now it is fourth down coming up for Rutland. From right around midfield, one would have to expect they're going to punt away here, leading 14-0. Opportunities there for Rutland, but nice job for Middlebury surviving those. They're able to get Rutland off the field here and give the ball back to Tim Gettleman and company. The punter is waiting at the 38-39-yard line. He waits for it. He gets it. Brings it in. A pretty decent play. He's not going to hang up very long, but it's going to be effective, especially as it dribbles off Simon Fisher's hands at the 10. Simon then gets covered up at about the 14. One expects the officials to blow this dead here, and they do. It is going to be first and 10 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers from their own. They'll give it at the 12-yard line, actually. Middlebury Tigers with 8:35 left on the clock here in the first half are trailing by a score of 14-0. So far, it has not been a particularly effective offensive night for the Middlebury Tigers. Their longest play has gone for 15 yards. And here comes Gettleman out on the field with his gang. He's got three running backs in with him. He's got one wide receiver, looks like Wyatt Cameron, off to the right. Running back in motion from the left to the right. Gettleman goes in motion from the right to the left, and he gets brought down for very little gain. I will say, Tim Gettleman doesn't seem to be... A lot of these plays are not options. Typically, the Middlebury Tigers often have several options built into this play. These plays. It seems like Gettleman, when they move one of the running backs over and then pull those guards, he often seems to be deciding right at the get-go that he's taking it and carrying it. Now, that may very well be the way the play is designed, but he's running it often enough, you do have to wonder whether he's just making that call really, really early. It is a 2nd and 9 coming up from the Tiger 13. Gettleman under center. He's got it. He's going to hand it off to Fisher, who tries the middle of the line. Again, gets
Fisher
stuffed. Maybe a gain of about 1. Probably not even that.
It's up to the 14.
Yeah, we'll give him 1. It's going to be 3rd down and about 8 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers.
3rd and 8 for Middlebury.
Tigers, remember, well back in their own end of the field. They're standing on their own 14-yard line. So for a long 3rd down pickup here, you don't want to make any mistakes here if you're the Middlebury Tigers. Tim Gettleman under center with 3 running backs, 1 receiver on either side. Waiting for it. He's got a man in motion from the right to the left. He's going to pitch it to that man, Tyler Buxton, trying the right side. Buxton's going to get a nice push. I don't think he's going to get a 1st down. However, he's going to be a little short. That was a gain of 6, maybe 7 on that carry. And it's going to be 4th down and about 1.5, maybe 2 coming up for the Tigers. One would expect the Tigers would have to punt away here. Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by Denneker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Route 7 South in Middlebury. Find new roads.
Timeout, Rutland.
And Rutland's going to take a timeout here.
Again, anybody.
So far in this game, it has not been a ton of scoring as they take a timeout. We're going to give you a quick recap of what the scoring was. With 6 minutes left to go in the first quarter for Rutland, it was the quarterback, Ryan Moore, throwing to Eric Coughlin for a 10-yard touchdown. The kicker, Noah Crossman, came in and got the extra point. Good. Score at that point was 7-0 Rutland. Rutland then got on the board with 34 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Moore threw an 88-yard bomb to Hubbard, to Lucas Hubbard. And he was able to bring it in. Crossman was able to make that extra point and the score at that point, and the score now, 14-0 Rutland. Tigers right now are looking at a 4th-and-1 from their own 20-yard line. They are going to be punting it away. Wyatt Cameron is standing at about the 7-yard line, ready to kick it away to the Rutland Raiders. Returner standing at about the 45. He's going to try it himself. He's going to fake it. Oh, this may be a fade. He may have gotten it. Cameron, he did. That's going to be a first down run there. Nice job by Wyatt Cameron.
22-23. And for a
technically on that, you only give it a 1-yard run, but that was a fantastic play. Middlebury feeling like they needed to possess the ball clearly, obviously not wanting to give it back to Rutland with a not wanting to give it back, trailing by 14-0. He was just able to reach that arm out there and get it. 1st and 10 for the Tigers from their own 23-yard line, trailing 14-0, 6:28 left to go in the second quarter. Gettleman takes the snap. He's going to hand it off on the right side to C.J. Bryant, I believe. We'll see who the ball carrier was when he comes up. I take that back. It was Thatcher Trudeau on the carry for the Tigers. Good thing I have spotters here helping me out. It is going to be 2nd and 10 coming up from the Tigers from their own 23. Right now, the Tiger offensive stats do not look that promising. Again, one 15-yard gain, a couple 7-yard gains. Other than that, it's been runs of 1, 2, maybe 3 yards most of the time. Gettleman now back in the shotgun with Trudeau next to him. Two receivers to the left, two receivers to the right. And Gettleman decides to keep it there with three people in front of him. He gets hammered down, Gettleman, and that's going to be a loss of about 1. That may have been an example where he decided to keep it a little bit when it was not the greatest idea. Literally, there were when he kept it himself and didn't hand it off to Trudeau, there were three players standing directly in front of him. It is a 3rd and 10 for the Tigers from their own 23. Gettleman back in the shotgun. He rolls. Back. Oh, it's Buxton at a quarterback. Thank you. Buxton heaves it up. He's got a couple people, and that's going to go off the head of Wyatt Cameron. Passing complete. It is going to be a 4th down. They're going to have to punt it away. Interesting that they brought in Tyler there. He is listed on the depth chart as the backup quarterback, so they gave him a chance there. But right now, it is going to be 4th and 10, and although they were able to convert on the last fake punt, one would have to expect that Rutland will be paying attention this time. Cameron's going to be standing this time at about his 10-yard line, and the Tigers are going to be giving it back to him. Here comes the snap. It's high, but he's able to corral it, brings it in. This will end up being a decent punt for the Tigers. It's going to bounce across midfield, go out right about at the 50-yard line. We'll see where the officials spot it. Rutland's going to be coming out looking to add points on the board. Middlebury Tiger football is brought to you in part by Autumn Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Autumn Gold on Main Street, downtown Middlebury, and at autumngoldjewelry.com. Keep that in mind. The Rutland Raiders are coming out looking to put more on the board. They're currently leading by a score of 14-0 with 5 minutes left to go in the first half. And they are set up close to midfield. They're at their own 39-yard line is where they're going to set up for 1st and 10. Ryan Moore in the shotgun. And Ryan Moore looked to fake it off to Peters, who actually kept the ball. It looks like Moore did, but he got stopped by the linebackers. It was Ian Plouffe in on the tackle for the Middlebury Tigers. 2nd and 10 coming up for the Rutland Raiders from their own 48.5-yard line. Moore back in the shotgun with one running back, Peters, next to him. One wide receiver to the left, two off to the right. Moore has it. He looks for one of those receivers wide open in the middle of the field. Not a huge gain because he didn't go very far, but it will end up being a seven-yard gain.
Buxton on the tackle.
It was Moore hitting Jacob Lorman. Lorman has three completions so far tonight, including... Sorry, he has two completions tonight for a gain of 10 yards. Total of 10 yards. And Moore's back in the shotgun. He's looking at a third and three. He's got Peters next to him, one wide receiver on each side. Moore's going to try to keep it himself. He's getting hung on to by a Tiger. That was Trudeau hanging on his back. Interesting spot here. The officials don't seem to completely agree. We'll see what they call it out. They did not get a first down, however. It's going to be at the 42. Nice tackle there by Thatcher Trudeau. It looked like Moore was going to be able to pick that up. Thatcher hung right onto him. Kept him from advancing very far. Fourth and one coming up. And surprisingly to me, considering on the Tiger end of the field, they are going to punt it away. And here comes the punt from the 50. It's a pretty nice-looking punt, depending on what it does. Didn't do what Rutland wanted. It bounced into the end zone. It's going to be a touchback. Tigers trailing 14-0 with 3:19 left to go in the first half. Come out on the field. Probably there were a variety of people in the stands expecting a fake there on that one. And the Tigers now looking at this first and 10 from the 20. They have a lot of time here in this first half. 3:19 left to go. Kind of perfect amount of time for one possession if you're able to sustain a possession. However, sustaining has not been what the Tigers have been able to do tonight. Gettleman under center with three running backs with him. They're going to try Plouffe. Trying a different body here. Running into the right side. Not much different on that run for Ian than it has been for others. A gain of maybe one. Trying the right side of the line.
Right now,
the pursuit by the defense of Rutland, even if Middlebury gets a decent hole in the line, Rutland's been able to pursue pretty well and catch right up to those runners. Second and eight coming up for the Middlebury Tigers on their own 22. 2:52 left to go in the first half. Tigers are trailing 14-0 to the Rutland Raiders. Gettleman is now coming up under center with two running backs, now three, as Fisher comes over to join the rest. And Gettleman's going to go back. He's looking over downfield. He kind of missed through it, but he's able to get it. Zach Dunn brings it in at the 40. He's at the 45 on the other side of the field, and the ball comes out. He was stripped out of his hands, and it came out, and that is going to go over to the Rutland Raiders. Unfortunately, what happened, it's slick right on the M, right out on the field, and he was able to bring it in.
Fumble on the play.
But when he got on top of that M, Zach tried to make a move, and he slipped. That allowed the defenders to come up and hit him, and then he flipped it right over backwards, and that was a fumble. It was a nice gain up until that point, though. It was a 10, 20, 30, 35-yard gain, but then they gave it up with that costly fumble. And right now, Middlebury was in great position. Now they're not. First and 10 for Rutland from their own 50. And it's Peters trying the middle of the line, absolutely running over people. Peters strong 7-yard gain on that run for Peters. Bodie Rubright and others in on that tackle for the Tigers. It is going to be second and three coming up for Rutland from the Tiger 43. And on that snap, there's going to be a flag out on the field. Usually when that happens, it's going to be motion against the offense. Sure enough, it is. False start. See if it's a 5-yard variety. And they're backing it up, and it is. So it's going to be, should be second and about seven coming up for Rutland. They're standing on the Middlebury 48-yard line. 2 minutes left to go. Rutland is leading 14-0. Moore back in the shotgun with Peters with him. Two wide receivers. This time Peters tries the middle, gets a nice hole. He's just running people over right now. Nothing fancy at all about this. That was a 11-yard pickup there on that run for Peters.
It is a first down for Rutland. First and 10 with the ball on the 36.
Rutland right now, 1:48 left to go on the clock. On the Tigers, 36. They have a chance to score here. And right now, Peters just leaning into it. The Rutledge Peters just going to keep giving it to him. And if he gets 5 yards and a pop like he's doing right now, why wouldn't you give it to him if you're the Rutland Raiders? 1:32 left to go in this first half. Rutland leading 14-0. They're looking at a 2nd and 5 from their own 31.5 of the Tigers. And Moore right now has it. He's got a big hole up the middle. Actually making a pump fake. He's juking people around. It's going to be a first down and then some for Moore. He's going to get from the 31 to the 21. That was a gain of 10 for Ryan Moore. Right now, Ryan Moore is the straw that is stirring the Rutland Raider drink. Moore's back in the shotgun. He has Peters next to him. One receiver to the left, one to the right. This time it's Peters trying the left side. He kind of goes back a little too far, but then able to cut up field. Even when you think you have him pinned, he still gets forward for 5 yards. Right now, Rutland is moving down the field. They're going to be looking at a 2nd and 5 from about the Tiger 17-yard line.
Timeout, Rutland.
Rutland takes a timeout with 50 ball seconds left to go in the first half, leading 14-0.
2nd and 5.
Middlebury Tiger football in 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by the National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Virgins, Brandon, and Hinesburg, and online at mbvt.com. This football game is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Virgins.
Middlebury Union High School Hall of Fame. Please meet in the same area.
And during halftime, we're going to have a little bit of an extended break as the members of the Hall of Fame are getting inducted this week. A variety of people from MH Middlebury High School and Middlebury Union High School history being invited into the MHS/MUHS Hall of Fame. We're excited. We believe we're going to get joined at halftime by Andy Kirkcaldy of the Addison Independent. We'll have a chance to talk to him about this game. He's been hanging out in the box up here. We're going to have a chance to talk about this game and about all the news for Middlebury and other Addison County teams so far this fall. 2nd and 6 coming up for Rutland. Moore has it. He throws it in the middle of the field. He's got a man. Turn it upfield. It's a touchdown from 17 yards out to Malik Hendrickson. And right now, Rutland is moving the ball against the Middlebury Tigers. And Hendrickson, that's his first catch of the night from Malik Hendrickson. And that was a touchdown. Now we have the kicker in, waiting for it. Here it comes. It's down. And it is good. 21-0 on 92.1 WVTK.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Virgins do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. One Credit Union, together we are one.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two for one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
This is Middlebury Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
With about 4 minutes left to go in the second quarter, the Tigers looked like they were starting to do some damage and getting along in the field. It took one fumble to get the ball over to Rutland, and then a couple minutes later, Rutland was in for a touchdown and is leading 21-0. Rutland's kicking off to the Tigers. The kickoff is going to go out of bounds at about the 16-yard line. And the ball's going to get walked back because that is a penalty. We'll see where they end up. And there is not much time left in the first half. It is 42.7 seconds left to go in the half. Interesting to see whether Middlebury, who is getting the ball back first, or getting the ball first in the second half, whether they decide to do much with it or whether they decide to just knee, go into halftime, and talk about it. Letting hope at least that they would take a couple shots down the field. And right now it is Gettleman under center. Three running backs, two wide receivers, trailing 21-0 with 43 seconds left to go in the half. And they go to pitch it out to Simon Fisher, but there's a flag down on this first down play. It's going to be motion against Middlebury. It's going to be the five-yard variety. And they're going to be backed up. It's going to be first and 15 from their own 30 with only 40 seconds left to go in the first half. Tigers trailing 21-0. And right now it's Gettleman under center. Yep, go that way. All right, and he's got a man in motion. And right now they get blown up. It's Gettleman in the backfield. Get absolutely swarmed.
Busted play. Gettleman tackled.
Swarmed by a whole gang of Raiders. That was a loss of about 4, maybe 5 yards there for Tim Gettleman.
Ball is put on the 25.
Right now for the Tigers, 20 seconds left to go in this half. Looking at a third and quite long. So second and quite long. One would expect the Tigers to take a knee, and they do. Going into halftime, it is Rutland 21, Middlebury 0. Stick around for halftime. We'll talk to Andy Kirkaldi of the Addison Independent on 92.1 WVTK.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Wow, summer sure went by fast.
Yep, now it's time to get that car checked out for winter.
The best way is our custom winter service. 30-point check that includes mounting your snows.
And don't forget to fluid film it before old man winter eats your car.
No kidding. And if anyone mentions this ad, I'll give you $20 off through September.
And we still have 24-hour towing in case you forget to check out your vehicle.
We also can do your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke. Mike's Auto. Elm Street, Middlebury.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
The cooler weather is here, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler before the cold weather sets in. So get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have the part you're looking for, and that does not happen often, they'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury, and you'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Price, quick service, and knowledgeable people that can find what you need fast along with the solid advice. See Brad and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. For parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to keep your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice, Napa in Middlebury. Napa, closed on Sundays.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is where the Middlebury Tigers play, 92.1 WVTK.
Athletic experience, a perfect coach, and an officiate. And it's halftime of Week 5 on 92.1 WVTK. Right now, the inductees to the Middlebury High School, Middlebury Union High School Hall of Fame are coming out to get on the field. We're going to just, you guys going to hang out here, but Andy Kirkaldi and I are going to talk behind you. You can hang out. It's fine. We can share. We're friendly. Go out there on the outside. Sorry, everyone. Just a quick conversation. So we're joined right now by Andy Kirkaldi of the Addison Independent. And before we talk about other things, Andy, what do you think of this game so far?
In this capacity, David has responded to calls all across Vermont.
When you were talking about the Rutland defense, and honestly, I think
hold on, Andy. I'm missing you for 1 second here. I'm not quite sure why. Let me try this. Go ahead.
Oh, you sound better now. I can hear you.
Oh, geez. He was promoted.
How about that?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Oh, we're out of Verizon at now.
So, sorry, everybody. We just had to flip one switch there for Andy.
Technology.
I know. It's quite a thing. So, what do you think so far?
As you mentioned, I've been up here in the booth listening to your seamless broadcasting.
Oh, thank you.
And, you mentioned the pursuit and the Rutland defense. And it's obviously speed is the biggest asset the Tigers have on offense. Their ability to turn the corner on their offensive running plays. They have not been able to do that against this Rutland defense. And they have not been able to find an answer in how to move the ball consistently. Maybe a few more counter plays. They had some success running a couple counter plays. Maybe they'll look in that direction. But
not much. We've seen some of the linebackers where it really looked like the running back was going to be able to get that corner. And then they just flow right over and take it. One other thing we've seen this year, uncommon really for a Tiger football team, is they've come out in a spread with four wide receivers and one running back. Very often they're running out of that spread and using those wide receivers as blockers. But it'd be interesting to see what adjustments they can make in the second half.
Well, actually, when they first went to that formation in this game, they actually ran a couple of good plays out of that. That 15-yard that Tyler Buxton ran for, I think it was early in the second quarter, was out of that formation, and it spread the defense out a little bit, and they were able to cut back into some space. But, you know, Rutland seemed to figure that out pretty quickly, too. So they're going to have to figure. But they also have to decide how they're going to stop Rutland, too.
Yep.
I mean, they began to slow them down a little bit, had a couple stops in the second quarter there. But after that turnover, they marched right down the field. So,
and in many ways, the physical matchup of this game is not one that favors the Tigers, in the sense that very often you think of a larger line being able to wear down a smaller line. Well, it's Rutland's offensive line that's bigger than the Tigers' defensive line, so their ability to overwhelm that offensive line is going to be tricky.
It's going to be a tough road to hoe. I'm not going to count this team out. But they're not really built to come back from a big deficit without an... the passing game is not their strength.
Sure.
They're really going to have to establish a running game, and they're going to have to slow Rutland down so they can get the ball back enough times to make it work.
To have a chance. And to not think,
gonna be easy.
And not to think that you have to do it all at once, right? But that you can take that time. One positive thing, clearly, for Middlebury so far this year, they've allowed 0 points in the third quarter so far this year. So in all four games, they haven't allowed any points. There's a little statistical working in there. I think St. Jay scored with the first play of the fourth quarter. Right. But still, to hold anyone.
Well, they really desperately need to score on this first drive, get the ball back. If they can score on the second drive or stop Rutland twice and score on their third drive, then maybe Rutland, maybe the sneakers get a little tight.
Sure.
But they really need to score, get the next two scores in this game, in my opinion.
They certainly do. Some wisdom from, we're being joined here by Andy Kirkaldi of the Addison Independent. We're going to step aside momentarily, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Andy about other things happening in Addison County sports in general. You're listening to Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK Port Henry.
No one likes being on the sidelines.
But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Crosby Sales and Service in Brandon remind you winter is on the way, so it's time to start thinking snowblower sales and service. Also, get that sled or ATV tuned up for hunting season. Crosby Sales and Service takes care of all your repair needs, from snowblowers to snow machines and all your lawn and garden equipment. If it needs to be fixed, do it right with Crosby Sales and Service, Route 7 in Brandon, or call them at 247-3303. That's 247-3303.
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at ChamplainValleyProperty.com.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Now back to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And it's halftime of Week 5 here on 92.1 WVTK. The Rutland Raiders are leading the Tigers by a score of 21-0. But there's some memories of some good times out on the field right now. Former Tiger coach and Tiger great Pete Brakely is out on the field having the 1993 state championship team introduce themselves.
Also Panther great.
Also Panther great. And according to Pete, this was the first state championship in Division 1 for the Middlebury Tigers. It's speaking of Tigers and Panthers and all sorts of things, Eagles and Commodores. Andy, you have a great opportunity. You cover all the sports here in this area, and really a remarkable place to get to cover sports, I think.
It's fun.
So far, it's homecoming week, so I guess we can focus on the Tigers first. What are a few stories people at home might be interested in from Tiger sports?
Well, really, the Middlebury boys soccer team is quite good. They were upset the other day by Vergennes, but they really controlled that game. Yeah, they're only 500. That's 3-3-1. I don't know how they did today. If someone could.
That's true. That's right. We don't know that score.
And they had a tough game today, but I think it was Rice. But they are a very good team. They could easily run the table the rest of the way and get at least one home game.
They play fantastic defense.
A lot of good defense. Got some real offensive talent. They moved Tucker Moulton up to striker. He's a handful up there. Evan Jackson is. A couple other guys, Owen Palsik, Ben Turner, really good central midfielders. They've got four good guys back on defense. So they've made one switch when they moved Tucker Moulton up, but they're solid. The freshman goalie looks good. It's a good team. They move the ball well.
Well, you mentioned the freshmen just in general. It's a fairly young team, too, in a lot of the positions.
It is. But they have a few guys who, like Ben Turner, Ben Crawford, Tucker, who are seniors or juniors, and they really settle things down. There's a couple of the other key midfielders are juniors, and they've got juniors on the outside – of the defense who really are playing well. Joseph Finley, Devin Kearns. So there's enough experience there. So they've got a nice mix.
So a lot there for Coach Livesay to work with.
And Reeves does a great job with them. Real nice, calm presence on the sideline. Hmm. You know, it's one of those guys you can't tell when they're winning or losing to look at him.
Sure. Well, experienced hand, right? Yeah. This was not his first rodeo. Around Addison County in general, any teams that you think, if it's standing out, do you think people would want to read about or see?
The Mount Abe field hockey team is in first place in Division II. Maybe exceeding expectations right now. They did graduate several good players, but they've got a lot of good players who come up, young players who fit right in. A couple freshmen are scoring goals, and they were undefeated going into today as well. I don't know how they did yet, but they're one of four teams in Division II who are going to be in the mix when all said and done, including Otter Valley, Brattleboro, and Woodstock. You know, those four teams are head and shoulders above it, and this could be the year that Mary Stetson's Eagles get back into the winner's circle. They've got a real good shot.
Certainly also a coach there who's seen a lot and has
certainly been there and done that. Both of their soccer teams are good, too. And their football team is better than their record. They routinely rush for 300 yards, but they've just been making too many mistakes at crucial junctures. You know, that's they could surprise some people down the stretch, but it's going to be a tough road for them to make the playoffs at this point.
How about the Commodores? Their friends in blue up north there. How any teams standing out people might be interested in?
Well, they have the two soccer teams and a cross-country team. They've got some good runners. But they have a small team, so they probably can't compete. I should mention that the Cork Tiger cross-country team does have some excellent runners, too. I don't want to overlook them, particularly the girls' team could make some noise. They should be at least top three there. But the story on the Virgins, for one thing, the Virgins soccer team did beat Middlebury. They were deep. Both because of declining enrollment up there, they have dropped down to Division III. And even though the teams are both...
Amanda Rayo.
Because they play a tough schedule in Division I and Division II, they're picking up points all the way along. Even though they're around 500, they're right up in the top half of the standings. They should host at least one playoff game each, and they'll be battle-tested when they get to the postseason.
Sure, so if you're a fan, you have to hope that those games against that hard competition, you get into the playoffs, and you say, boy, this seems easy compared to where we've been.
Yeah, that's worked for Mary Stetson's field hockey team for years, and also Jeff Stetson's baseball team up there at Mount Abe, playing Metro Conference competition all those years. So that formula could easily work for either of the Virgins teams. They both have some good players. You know, the boys teams, Ezekiel Palmer's a good all-around player. A kid named Jack Halpin has really emerged this year as a central defender. They're both seniors playing really well. You know, the girls team has, you know, Emily Rooney. She's a junior, but she started playing as a freshman, missed most of last year with an ACL injury. She's back at full speed. Sarah McClay, another kid who was injured last year, senior now, back at full speed. They're both excellent players. Some solid defenders. They could make some noise come the playoffs.
Neat. Well, good luck for them, and good luck to you covering them. We have about a minute here left probably for us. Any thoughts on any Panther news? We also get to cover the college. Anything there? People, a lot of really outstanding women's teams, but some good men's teams, too.
Well, I mean, the men's soccer team is a first-year coach, Alex Elias. I think he's going to do a terrific job. They've been a little bit up and down, but they appear to be turning the corner. They won a great game in overtime on Sunday. The football team's 1-1. This may not be a championship year. They're always fun to watch. High-powered offense. But as you mentioned, the real story is the two women's teams. The field, you know, Catherine DiLorenzo's field hockey team is coming off a championship, NCAA championship last year. They got a lot of players back. They're exciting to watch. It's a great sport on turf. They're undefeated now.
Ranked first.
Again, ranked number one. And the other story is Coach Peter Kim's women's soccer team is also undefeated. Their best start in about 10 years. And they're ranked number five. They play a great style. They really get after it. He subs pretty freely. Has 6-7 kids coming off the bench. And they really get after other teams. And they're a pleasure to watch.
You know, I will say, as a member of the community and somebody who has young kids, the opportunity to bring my family to come see some of these sports in small, you know, rural Vermont is really remarkable.
Yeah, it's a great, you know, it's a, you know, our bread and butter is clearly the high school games through the newspaper. We got local kids playing, but, you know, it's a treat to get up to have a chance sometimes. And I go watch the college games just for fun because there's a high level of play. And I recommend it if people have a chance.
Well, thank you very much to Andy Kirkcaldy of the Addison Independent for joining us. We're going to step aside on 92.1 WVTK. We'll be back with the second half. You're listening to Tigers versus Raiders on 92.1 WVTK.
Hey, sports fans. Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Archery season is fast approaching, so make sure you drop into the shop and make sure your bow is tuned up and dialed in opening day on October 6th. We have great deals on crossbows and compound bows and a variety of arrows. We can check your draw length and bowstring to make sure you're ready for the range. And don't forget to check out our brand new website, vtfieldsports.com. Remember, always hunt safe and hunt smart. Thanks and have a great day.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And we couldn't have timed that better. We're back for kickoff here in the second half. It is week five, don't forget, of the regular season. Middlebury Tigers sitting at 2-2 are taking on the 3-1 Rutland Raiders. And right now, what had hoped to be a close game is not at the moment. Rutland is ahead 21-0. But as Andy pointed out during halftime, it is not a game that's out of, you know, if it took half to get ahead, get behind 21-0, you should be able to get 21 points and a half to tie it up. So hopefully they'll be able to do that for the Tigers. I think we both agreed that it was a matter of taking it slow and steady. Play your game. Try to find ways to be effective. Will the Tigers take it to the air a little bit more? Try to spread out this Raider defense. We'll see, and they're going to have a chance here in a second. Raiders are kicking off from the 40. Tigers are waiting back at the 10. It's going to be Simon Fisher catching it at the 5. He's going to fake it to Ian Plouffe, but keep it himself over on the right side. He is getting up to about the 20, getting close to the 25. He's getting driven out across the 25. That's where the Tigers are going to take over, trailing 21-0 at the beginning of the second half. Statistically for the Tigers, nothing particularly dramatic so far. There's one 35-yard pass by Tim Gettleman, but that was followed by a fumble, so that didn't get very far. Okay, just hang out. All right, so the Gettleman is under center with one running back, two receivers to the left, two receivers to the right. Gettleman has it. Man coming right up the middle is going to be Bryant. He's going to be stopped for a one-yard gain. That's how the Tigers started off. They're looking at a second and about nine coming up from their own 28-yard line. And look at it. It's going to be second and about nine coming up here. Gettleman under center. He's got three running backs. One receiver to the left, one receiver to the right. Gettleman has it. He's going to pitch it out to Buxton, who's going to try the left side. Able to find a hole, but then gets swallowed up by the Raiders. There's going to be gain of about, we'll give him two there. And it is going to be third and about seven coming up here for the middle. Third and eight coming up for the Middlebury Tigers from their own 29-yard line. Right now the Tigers, who have not been offensively productive, are going to need to overcome this long third down play. Gettleman under center. He's got a man in motion from the left to the right. He's got three running backs. And there's going to be a flag on this play. Gettleman's going to throw it downfield. He's got a man open. Wyatt Cameron. He's got it at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's going to get chased down at about the 22. I fear, though, that the ball's going to be coming back.
Flag down on the play.
Yep. It is going to be a legal shift against Middlebury. Not surprising there. And usually when the flag comes flying in right as the play starts, unless there was a lot of obvious motion on the defensive line, it's going to go against the offense, and it did in that case. So what would have been Middlebury's largest play of the night by far gets brought back by penalty. It would have been a 50-yard play on that, but it gets brought back, as we said. So the Tigers are going to be looking at third and quite long here once they back.
Where it's going to be third and 14.
It's going to be a third and 14 coming up for the Tigers, trailing 21 to nothing, 10:24 left to go in the third quarter. And Gettleman is coming up under center. He has three running backs in the double wing, one wide receiver to the left, one in the right. Fisher in motion from the left to the right. Gettleman keeps it. He's rolling back. He's getting pursued by a gang, able to elude them, and gets to an open space on the left side, gets across the 30, gets knocked out of bounds at about the 31-yard line. And that's going to be a nice pickup, but it's not going to do the trick.
It's going to bring up
fourth and about six here. So that was a nice gain of about 8 yards. But still leaves them with a fourth down. And one would expect, even trailing 21 to nothing, that at this point in the field they are going to have to punt away. Sure enough, they are. It is going to be Wyatt Cameron standing back at the 18-yard line. Calling for it. Here comes the snap. It's good. He's able to corral it. Kicks up. It's going to be a very high punt. It's not going to go far down the field. And it's going to stop and die at the Rutland 41. And that where Rutland is going to take over with 10 minutes left to go in the third quarter, leading the Tigers by a score of 21 to nothing. Rutland so far has lived off effective ball carrying and big plays in the passing game. They have three touchdowns from quarterback Ryan Moore, each one going to a different receiver. One of those was an 88-yard touchdown to Lucas Hubbard. With the effectiveness of the run game, one would expect that Rutland would try to pound the ball here a little bit and eat some clock. Remember, Rutland's leading 21 to nothing, 10:03 left to go in the third quarter. Ryan Moore is back in the shotgun with his running back Peters next to him. One receiver to the left, one to the right. Here comes Peters bouncing up the middle. He's going to get 5 yards. And you have to notice that right now the center of the offensive line of Rutland is really just opening a big gap. When Peters goes and takes off with the ball, he's tending to make a jump cut just to kind of get going and jumping into a wide open space that the center of that offensive line is opening and really driving the Tigers off the ball. These are pretty big guys for Rutland, bigger than the Tiger defensive line. It's going to be a fight, but the Tigers are up to it. Moore has it. He's going to keep it himself, try the middle of the line, and gets stripped out by a Tiger. It got stripped out. Let's see who that was who stripped it out. I think it might have been Ian Plouffe. Let's see. It was Wyatt Cameron. Sounds like that strip. And the Tigers are going to get it back at the 46-yard line of Rutland. Huge play there for the Middlebury Tigers. And it was a fumble recovery with 9:23 left to go in the third. Watch him over there. And right now, Tigers first and 10 from the 47-yard line. It is Gettleman under center. He's going to hand it off to Fisher. He's going to try the right side, and he's able to lose some of those linebackers who came flying in. Nice job by Fisher slipping them. 9-yard gain on that first yard down run by Simon Fisher. Boy, did they need that. So the Tigers looking at a second and short coming up. Second and 2 from the 38-yard line. Stands if you want. And Tigers second and 2 from the 38. 8:53 left to go in the third quarter. Tigers right now are well into the Rutland end of the field. Gettleman under center. He's got three running backs in the double wing. No wide receiver. Second and 2 on this play. And Gettleman calls it. He calls out timeout being called on the near side by Coach Dennis Smith. Obviously sees something. He wants to talk it over. And right now for the Tigers, you have to like how things are working. You have to take advantage of some bounces here, and they were able to make their bounces with that fumble strip and recovery. And right now for the Tigers, trailing 21-0 with 8:37 left to go in the third quarter. Certainly feeling like they have a chance here to pull within a couple scores. Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by Lathrop Forest Products. With over 64 years of experience in the forests of Vermont, they have the skills and capability to consistently harvest timber. And by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes. Tiger football is also brought to you in part by Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 South in Middlebury, and by Woodware, offering the finest furniture, housewares, and accessories on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Here come the Tigers, second and two from the Rutland 38-yard line. Gettleman has it, calls out, he's going to roll out to his left and look downfield. He's being pursued by two Rutland Raiders. Boy, are they fast. And he throws it out of bounds. It's going to be third down coming up for the Tigers. One would have to expect that they are in four down territory here at this point. It's 8:30 left to go in the third, which is plenty of game left, but they are trailing 21-0. And this is really the first time they've had the ball in an opportune spot of the field. They are sitting at the 38-yard line of Rutland. They had taken over the ball around midfield after the fumble recovery. It is Gettleman under center with three running backs, no wide receivers. He calls out a man in motion from the left to the right. He's going to keep it himself and gets dragged down for a loss of about one. Have to say there, maybe it would have been had a lot of people coming towards him. It's really important as a quarterback to read that and to give it off to your fullback if you feel like you're not going to have a chance popping out to the outside. It's fourth and four coming up for the Tigers from the 41-yard line of the Raiders. Right now, a few players have taken a knee as though somebody was injured. I don't see an injured player on the field, however. And they're looking over towards that sideline. Tigers, fourth and four coming up from the Rutland 41. Tigers trailing 21-0 with 7:50 left to go in the third quarter. Gettleman under center, three running backs, one wide receiver on each side. Remember, this is fourth down. He's going to flip it out to Buxton, who's going to get hit as he releases. It was a legal hit. And the ball falls harmlessly to the dirt. And Rutland, leading 21-0 already, gets the ball from the Tigers on downs. Middlebury Tiger football is brought to you in part by Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury. Looking for a new home? Visit ChamplainValleyProperty.com. And by Mike's Auto and Towing for all your car care needs and more. See them online at Mike'sAutoMid.com. That's Mike'sAutoMid.com. Right now, the Rutland Raiders, with 7:34 left to go in the third quarter, leading by a score of 21-0, have overcome the fumble that occurred on their last possession. They were able to hold the Tigers to only one set of first downs, and the Tigers gave it up on downs, and now Rutland has Moore back in the shotgun with two receivers to the right, one to the left. He moves one of them in motion, but then he hands it off to the middle to his running back, Peters, dives forward for a gain of about three. Looks like it could have been more, but a nice job by a gang of Tigers coming up and putting their hat on him and stopping him for only a short gain.
$274.50 back to the friends of football.
And right now, to Rutland comes up in his second and about six coming up here for the Raiders. And it is going to be Moore keeping it himself, plowing forward, ends up with a player on his back. It was big Spencer Catterett on his back, but not before he dives forward for about 3 yards or so.
Where it's going to be third and three.
And it's going to be third and three coming up for Rutland. They are sitting at the 48-yard line of their own side of the field. Time's starting to tick, though. 6:45 left to go in this third quarter. Tigers are still trailing 21-0 to these Rutland Raiders. Moore back in the shotgun. He's got Peters back there with him. One wide receiver on each side. Moore's going to throw it out in the middle. Man, wide open. Absolutely busted coverage at the 30, at the 20. He's going to get dragged down by Ian Plouffe, is number two, Eric Coughlin. But that went from the 48 all the way down to the 13. And it was Plouffe on that tackle, but a nice job there by the big receiver. Already has a tough touchdown. Coughlin almost got a second one. Ian was able to bring him out. First and 10 from the 14 for Rutland. And it is going to be Peters trying the middle, bouncing it out to the left. One man to beat to get the end zone. Looks like he did get smothered, but after he may have gotten a first down, we'll see. Pretty close to it anyway. We'll see what they call it. On the two or three, depending on what it is whether it's a first down. First and goal from about the 2 yard line. And it looks like the snap got fumbled on the exchange, so the ball is on the ground right now at the 3 yard line. We'll see what they call it. So it was a 37-yard pass, it looks like, on that long play. See what our friends nearby had for a distance on that long pass. We had maybe a 34-yard gain there. Thanks to Andy, who's sitting next to me, for giving me that. And right now, the Raiders are looking over towards the sidelines. Look like they have retained possession. And right now, it is going to be second and three from the three. For Rutland, Rutland's leading 21 to nothing at the moment. 5:22 left to go in this third quarter. Certainly willing to take their time. The clock is stopped. And the officials are talking it over here. Right now they're coming over to talk to Dennis Smith. I think Dennis wants to know what's going on. As they figure that out, we can remind you that an important sponsor of Tiger Football is Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon. For all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon. Oh, there ended up being a penalty on that play, interestingly enough. It was offsides on Middlebury, so now it's first and goal for the Rutland Raiders, and they look to get it in, but Peters gets stacked up at about the 1 yard line. It was a gang of Tigers, including Tyler Buxton, in on that tackle, and joined by like Josh Kerr in there. And now it's going to be second and one, and this is going to be a quarterback keeper. Looks like the ball may have come out. We'll see what the officials say. No sign yet what happened. As Moore tried to go in, it looks like they just stopped him. That's going to, we'll give him a half a yard or so. I guess statistically you have to give him a yard. It is going to be third and one, third and goal from the one. And that fumble was a penalty. And so now they did not get in. It's going to be fourth and one.
It's going to bring up fourth and goal.
Fourth and goal. The Tigers with an absolute tough job here. Nice job by the defensive line holding these short runs for Rutland and keeping them out of the end zone. But it comes down to this right now. Fourth and goal from the one for Rutland. Moore's back in the shotgun, and he gives it over to his running back, and it's the fourth touchdown of the night for Rutland. This time it was Peters with a 1 yard touchdown run. And for the Middlebury Tigers, this is a tough spot. 4:02 left to go in the third quarter. They just allowed the Raiders to go up by four scores here. And it is Noah Crossman in for the kick. The snap is up. The hold is down. The kick is good. It is 28 to nothing on 92.1 WVTK.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Union. Together, we are one.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, the Tigers fought hard on that stand, but they were not able to keep Rutland out. And at the moment, the score is 28-0. Rutland over Middlebury. Rutland, however, is kicking it away to the Tigers, and the Tigers ever going to make something happen? Now is the moment. The ball goes off Simon Fisher's hands at the 10. Then he keeps it himself, tries the right side, gets stopped at about the 20, and that's where the Tigers will come out looking to put points on the board. Tiger Football 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by Vermont Field Sports for all your sport and hunting needs and a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury. And the Tigers come in trailing 28-0 with 3:54 left to go in the third quarter. Be nice to see them get some offense going. Maybe open up the playbook a little bit and see what you can make happen. Gettleman under center. He's got three running backs, and they're going to try the middle. That's probably going to be Thatcher Trudeau when we see him come up out of the pile. That was a gain of about 4 yards on the carry for the Tigers.
Trudeau, the ball carrier.
Thatcher's not carried the ball a whole lot this year. He has carried, coming in tonight, he was one carry for 1 yard. So now he has 3 carries on the season for 5 yards. He has done a very effective job playing linebacker, one should point out, had some nice games, and has also sprung a couple really important blocks out of the spread that the Tigers use occasionally. Three running backs in the backfield for Gettleman, who's under center looking at a 2nd and 10. He has it. He's going to give it to Buxton, who's going to try the left side of the line. And again, those linebackers from Rutland come over, and they stop it fairly quickly. We'll give him a gain of a couple on that one. But it is going to be 3rd and 2, maybe a 3 yard that they need to go from the Tigers' own 28-yard line. 3rd and 3 coming up for the Tigers. 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Tigers trailing 28-0. On this 3rd and 3, it is Gettleman under center. He's got 3 running backs, no wide receivers. And he's got Fisher in motion from the left to the right. He's going to take it. He's going to hand it off to Buxton, and there was no fooling anyone. He was dropped in the backfield by Sebastian Guyette, the junior defensive end, and a loss of a couple yards on that play. It's going to be 4th down coming up from the Tigers. They still have not figured out how to move this football.
Going to bring up a 4th and 8.
Tough spot when you're a football team in this position. You're trailing by 4 scores. You'd love to have your offense be able to work some things out and try to get something moving. It's, you know, but you still have to play good football. And right now, when you're sitting at your own 23, you have to punt it away. And that's what they're going to do here. Wyatt Cameron's standing at the 9-yard line. Here comes the snap. It's high, but he's able to get it. Brings it in. Gets a decent punt off. Bouncing downfield, and the Raiders are not going to touch it. It's going to fall down to the 29 of the Raiders' side, and that's where Rutland's going to come out leading by 4 touchdowns, looking to see if they can put more scores on the board. 2:15 left to go in the third quarter. And right now for the Tigers, the defense absolutely needs to make a stand here. One would have to think it's important not just from a strategic standpoint, from a psychological standpoint. It will be important for the Tigers to figure out some ways to slow down this Rutland offense. Rutland's been balanced generally in a variety of ways. They've been able to run the ball and able to throw the ball at different times. Right now for the Tigers, it's a little too much coming at them all at once. Moore back in the shotgun with 1 running back, and he gives that running back, who gets a big hole right up the middle. It was a tackle by Rubright, but Peters was able to pick up 6 yards right up the middle of the field.
Where it's going to be 2nd and 4.
Rutland is not a diverse offense. They've only had 2 players carry the ball tonight, and they continue that. This is Moore on the left side, gets a huge hole. He's running. He's got Peters blocking for him. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's going to get driven out, but a huge gain there from the 46 up to about the 20, maybe past it. A flag came in on the end. We'll see whether they say a Tiger hit out of bounds or what the call was. We'll see. Right now they're standing on the 15, so that was a gain of 31 yards.
Block in the back against Rutland.
Block in the back against Rutland. That goes very well for the Tigers. That's going to come back against the Raiders. And we'll see where they end up spotting it here.
Penalty from the point of the foul.
They call.
So the still a Rutland first
point
down.
Of the foul was at the 26. So it was. What was it? The 21 was the point of the foul. And. So then they moved it back from there. I get you. Yeah, it must have been further than that. All right, and so it is Moore back in the shotgun. He's got it, hands off to Peters over on that left side. He was looking at it first and 10. Peters is able to carry it on about 5 yards on that first down carry. Now it is second and about six coming up for Rutland. Rutland is leading 28-0, 1:23 left to go in the third quarter. Rutland with that lead is sitting at the 21-yard line of the Tigers. And it is now Peters taking it on the left side. He gets around Rube Wright, able to get over to that left side, picks up the first down before he is brought down. We're going to give him about 7 yards or so on that run for Peters.
Rubright and company on the stop. That is a first down.
First down and 10 coming up for Rutland. 1 minute or so left to go in this third quarter. Right now they are willing to let a lot of time tick off the clock. They are taking their time. One interesting thing, when Rutland actually comes up to the line, though, they move very, very quickly to get the ball into Moore's or Peters' hands off the handoff from Moore. Moore waits for it in the shotgun with Peters next to him, and it is going to be Peters taking... No, it's Moore taking the football behind the fullback dive of Peters, and he's going to get forward for a decent gain there. A gain of about 5. It's going to be 3rd and about 4 coming up.
Going to bring up a 2nd and 3. Ball on the 6.
I guess I was wrong about that. All right, 2nd and 3 coming up for the Raiders. And it is going to be Moore taking that ball in absolutely untouched from the 6.
6 yard run by Moore.
And right now, boy, things have just gotten absolutely tough for the Tigers. If I recall correctly, and I'm going to check with Andy next to me, I believe 35 points is running time. So into the fourth quarter, if they are ahead 35-0, this will be in running time. And it is Crossman waiting for the kick. It is down. It is good. And with 8 seconds left to go in the third, it's 35-0. 92-1 WVTK.
Middlebury 0.
Hi there, this is Craig Lee, sales manager at Foster Motors in Middlebury. It's the Ram Power Days and the Jeep Adventure Days here at Foster Motors, and I want to invite you into our dealership to find a vehicle that works for you. I could sit here and throw out all kinds of discount and amazing payments on vehicles for like 30 seconds, or I could just offer you our services. Great deals on new, pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans, and great trade values at a dealership that is there for you. Come in to Foster Motors. Sit down with a member of our sales staff and see why we are much more than just a name on a mud flap. And always remember, at Foster Motors...
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The stripe guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
With 8 seconds left to go in the third quarter, Rutland leads by a score of 35-0. They're going to be kicking it off to the Tigers. Waiting back at the 10-yard line is Ian Plouffe, who's going to attempt to bring it up in the middle of the field. He gets hit by a group of Raiders at the 26. And Tigers are going to have a chance for one play here before the third quarter comes to an end. Middlebury Tigers are going to be looking at a 1st and 10 from their own 29, 28 or so yard line. Right now for the Tigers, you'd have to think you just want to get some spark. You want to get something going here, maybe open up the playbook a little bit, try a few things. Not necessarily the plays you're holding for a special moment, for maybe for the plays you hope could work, but aren't really necessarily willing to try in a game unless you get to the point where you're down by 35 points. Gettleman's under center with four wide receivers and one running back. He's going to drop back, look downfield. He had Raiders coming up on him. Oh, had his man Tyler Buxton over on the right side, but just a little high for Buxton, unable to bring it in.
Intended for Buxton.
Right now, I believe I have one completion on the night for Tim Gettleman. And at the end of three, it's Rutland 35, Middlebury Tigers 0 on 92.1 WVTK.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And it is 35-0 here at the start of the fourth quarter, but hoping that the Tigers can get a little spark here. They're looking at 2nd and 10 from their own 27-yard line. Gettleman under center. He drops back. He looks to toss it over to the near side. He gets picked off at the 20, at the 10. Oh, it gets worse. And it was a 27-yard interception return for a touchdown by Griffin Plant. He threw it out. He had Plouffe. It looked like was going out onto that right side and kind of tossed it out into the flat. Receiver was, linebacker, able to bring it in and run it in. Defensive end, actually, Griffin Plant, able to run it in for a 27-yard touchdown. And it gets worse. Served up on a platter, as we could say. That's right. And, right now for the Middlebury Tigers. For the Middlebury Tigers, they wait to see what happens with Crossman's extra point here. Right now, this will be as big of a deficit as I can remember for the Middlebury Tigers at any time in recent history. I think on a score, they may stop the clock. The clock has stopped. Now, all of a sudden, it started again. All right. And right now, here comes the extra point kick. The snap is up. The hold is a little low, but the kick is good. 42-0. 92-1 WVTK.
Here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And the Rutland Raiders, who were already leading 35-0, were able to pick off a Tim Gettleman pass. He was trying to get out into the flat to one of his running backs, was not able to complete it. And it was run in for a 27-yard touchdown by Griffin Plant, the big defensive end, looking a little nimble on that. And right now it's 42-0, and Rutland is kicking off to the Tigers. It's going to roll into the end zone where it is going to be a touchback. Tigers coming out onto the field trailing 42-0. Really have to figure out right now, what are you going to do against teams like this? What kind of plays do you have that can strike quickly? Right now, essentially, for a lot of ways, is practice time. And I think it's time to practice some things that maybe you don't typically get to practice in other situations. For me, I would eschew the double wing and just kind of hammer it. What else do you have in that bag of tricks that you can practice, that you can get your players familiar with? Next week is not going to get easier, friends. Next week, the Middlebury Tigers are going to take on the Vern Burton Bulldogs here at Doc Collins Field. Vern Burton for years has been one of the top teams in Vermont. For years, I wish the Tigers would play them. Well, you get what you wish for, so. Sometimes they are coming in undefeated, ranked first in Division II. Gettleman is under center with three running backs. This time he's going to go to Plouffe, who's in the game. Gets a decent little hole on that left side, but really unable to drive forward at all. It's going to be second and long nine, maybe 10, here for the Tigers. So it is going to be second and 10. It is running time right now. That means the clock continues no matter what happens. Person goes out of bounds. Any number of things happen, the clock continues, which will make for a quick fourth quarter. Right now, Gettleman coming up under center, looking at a second and 10 from his own 20. 8:50 left to go on the clock, 42-0, Rutland over Middlebury. Gettleman under center, he has it, he drops back, he's looking downfield, he's got a man wide open, it's Wyatt Cameron. Wyatt was unable to bring it in. Gettleman threw it behind him. When you ask a wide receiver to turn back around, that's a very hard thing to ask them to do, and Wyatt was unable to bring that in. It has not been a productive night tonight right now for Gettleman. He has thrown two interceptions. He has had several incompletions. He has one completion on the night. Right now the Tigers with 8:18 left to go on the clock, looking over at the far side. They are looking at a third and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Gettleman up under center. He has three running backs in the double wing. And he has movement from one of those running backs. It's Fisher coming from the left to the right. Gettleman goes back. He's driving back. He's looking downfield as he goes out to the right. Decides to pull it down himself. He is going to move forward. Was he in front of the line of scrimmage? It's interesting to note. But he got Wyatt Cameron behind the defense. Cameron's at the 30, the 20, the 10. He's running into the end zone. That will be an 80-yard touchdown for Gettleman to Cameron. Whether or not he was in front of the line of scrimmage will be immaterial. Touchdown, Tigers.
Gettleman to Cameron for the touchdown pass play.
And for Wyatt Cameron, that is his third receiving touchdown of the season. He's had a productive year. He started out quietly but then took off. So far, he's had five catches for 68 yards, 13.6 per catch, two touchdowns coming into the night. Certainly, that catch will help his average and tack another touchdown onto his statistics. Right now it is Bodie Rubright in to kick the ball. Wyatt Cameron is the holder. And the snap is up. The kick is good. And it's 42-7 on 92.1 WVTK.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity employer.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Middlebury Tigers now trailing 42-7. Wondered if they might try an onside kick, but they will not. They will kick it away. That was nifty. It fell out of one guy's hands into the other returner's hands. He's got across the 30, now across the 35. And that is where Rutland is going to take over. It's going to be first and 10 for the Rutland Raiders. 5:23 left to go in the fourth quarter. Rutland's leading 42-7, but they just let the Tigers get on the board. And it is Ryan Moore bringing his gang out onto the field again. We expect to probably see Rutland start to substitute a little bit here as time goes on, get some other people in there. One of the great advantages of getting into these kind of games, and we've seen them over the years with the Tigers, is you get to get your young players a lot of snaps. And certainly for the Tigers, those years where they went on undefeated runs, just how valuable those times for those players could be. Because then when you need them the next year, you need them in different situations, they're there, they're experienced, they're ready to go. So right now for Rutland, that's an opportunity, and we'll see whether Coach Smith wants to substitute a little bit freely and get some other people some experience, or whether he really needs his defensive unit here to really practice, seeing if they can tighten up. Right now, the clock is stopped because there has been a timeout taken on the field, which gives us a chance to remind you that Middlebury Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by Desibre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury, with a drop-off location in Vergennes. And also sponsored by J.P. Carrera & Sons Concrete, always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Call J.P. Carrera at 388-6363. Of course, J.P. Carrera also sponsors our player of the game. And right now, it is going to be the quarterback, Moore, on a first and 10, plowing forward for about a 6-yard gain. He is going to have a second and 4 coming up from the Rutland 41-yard line.
Doyle and company on the stop.
And right now, with time just ticking away, 4:30 left to go on the clock. If you feel like this quarter's gone by quickly, there's... It was Plouffe who carried that ball. Oh, okay, Perry, who carried that ball. And if you think time's going by quickly, that's because it is. It's running time here. Rutland is starting to substitute. They had their first carry by one of the other people. Oh, and it's going to be a first down coming up. This time it's number 34, Hunter Postemski. Hunter's going to go from the 41 to the 50. That was a 9-yard gain there. And it is going to be first and 10 coming up for Rutland from the Tiger 50. 3:46 left to go in the game. Tiger football is brought to you in part by Community College of Vermont, where you can start college for free. Just visit the website, gotocollegevt.org. That's gotocollegevt.org. CCV. And right now it is the backup quarterback in the game trying to plow forward. He's going to get stopped for... no gain on that play. Backup quarterback Owen Perry, a junior quarterback. No gain for him.
No gain on the play.
And it is going to be second and 10 coming up. The ball is at midfield, but time is ticking away. 3 minutes left on the clock for the Tigers. Rutland, remember, they're only a fumble or two away against St. Albans from being 4-0. And we wondered what kind of team they were coming in tonight, and I think they're showing they're a pretty well-rounded football team. Right now, it is Perry back in the shotgun, one running back with him, one receiver on either side. Calls it out. He gets it. He's going to hand it off up the middle, and a nice gain there on the second down run of about 6. And it was Hunter Potemski on that. It was a 6-yard gain. Right now, they're just largely salting it away here. It is now 2:24 left to go on the clock, and Rutland is in no great rush. It's going to get close to 2 minutes on the clock before they need to snap again. They have their man Perry, the backup quarterback, in right now. Potemski next to him. One receiver on the left, one to the right. It is 3rd and 4. They have it. He's going to keep it himself. He's going to pick up that first down, is the backup quarterback. And it's going to be 1st and 10 for Rutland. And they're just salting this thing away at the moment. Right now, it's got to be a helpless feeling a little bit for the Tigers to be behind 42-7 and have the backup quarterback in and feel like they're still moving the ball against you. Middlebury Tiger football is brought to you in part by Countryside Carpet and Paint on Creek Road in Middlebury and by the University of Vermont Healthcare Network, Health Network, and Porter Orthopedics. Experienced orthopedic surgeons specializing in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injury and bone and joint care, helping you get back in the game on Exchange Street in Middlebury. And on the first down run, it is Potemski running forward. Another solid gain of about 5 yards there. So this backup running back is coming in and now has put together quickly, a 25-yard night on only 4 carries. And Rutland is willing to let this keep ticking. There's about 50 seconds left to go in this game. It is 2nd and 5 from the 35 of the Tigers. And they are back in the shotgun, waiting for it. And he calls for it. And it is going to be Potemski up the middle. He's going to get knocked down, but it's not going to do any good for the Tigers to have that stop. Because there is 35 seconds left on the clock. The play clock has not started yet. Depending on how this is going to work, they may not need to snap the ball again. Don't forget any suggestions you may have for your friendly radio host, Andy. Andy Kirkaldi of the Independent has been working next to me tonight.
As time runs down in the game.
And that is it at the end of the game. Week 5's in the books. It was Rutland 42, Middlebury 7. Stick around for our J.P. Carrera player of the game. A 92.1 WVTK.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Crosby Sales and Service in Brandon remind you winter is on the way, so it's time to start thinking snowblower sales and service. Also, get that sled or ATV tuned up for hunting season. Crosby Sales and Service takes care of all your repair needs, from snowblowers to snow machines and all your lawn and garden equipment. If it needs to be fixed, do it right with Crosby Sales and Service, Route 7 in Brandon, or call them at 247-3303. That's 247-3303.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two for one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Hey, Shane, I think we should have been electricians.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because we sure fix a lot of lights.
Yeah, like your check engine light, airbag, ABS, TPMS, and maintenance lights.
Yeah, and don't forget headlights, brake lights, taillights, dome lights, and dash lights.
Oh, and that's not all. We can pretty much fix anything that's screwed or glued to your car.
So if your car shakes, rattles, bucks, spits, or just plain has a hissy fit, bring it on in.
Oh, and don't forget about your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Mike's Auto, Elm Street, Middlebury.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And it is the postgame here on 92.1 WVTK. The Middlebury Tigers just lost to the Rutland Raiders in week five of the regular season by a score of 42-7. I've asked for a player of the game to come up to the press box. We'll see if they make it. But right now, we're just going to give you a rundown of what happened here in this game. With 6:04 left to go in the first quarter, it was quarterback Ryan Moore threw a touchdown to Eric Coughlin of 10 yards. Crossman kick was good. The score at that point was 7-0 Rutland. Rutland got on the score again with 34 seconds left to go in the first quarter. This time Moore hit his wide receiver Lucas Hubbard for an 88-yard bomb. Crossman kick was good. The score at that point was 14-0. 42 seconds left to go in the second. Rutland scored again. This time it was Ryan Moore throwing to Malik Hendrickson, 15-yard pass. Crossman was good at the score at that point, and the score at that halftime was 21-0. So then at second half, it kept going for Rutland. And with 4:02 left to go in the third quarter, it was the running back Peters with a one-yard run. Crossman was good. Again, it was Dakota Peters with that run. But then Crossman was good, and it was 28-0 for Rutland. Rutland got on the board again with 8 seconds left to go in that third. It was quarterback Ryan Moore with a 6-yard touchdown run. Crossman kick was good. And the score at that point was 35-0, and they went into running time. Rutland scored one more time with 11:09 left to go in the fourth. It was Griffin Plant picked off a Tim Gettleman touchdown, ran it in from 27 yards out. Crossman kick was good, and it was 42-0. Tigers did score, though, with 6:50 left to go in the game. It was a nice play where Tim Gettleman looked like he was going to run, pulled the ball down, then picked it back up, threw it downfield. Wyatt Cameron was well behind the safeties. 80-yard touchdown there for Wyatt. Bodie Rubright's kick was good, and the score at that point was 42-7. We were hoping to get Bodie Rubright up here for an interview. He is our J.P. Carrera player of the game. Unfortunately, it looks like he won't be making it up to us right now. So we won't have that interview. We'll step aside for a moment, and we'll be back with more postgame talk on 92.1 WVTK.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Archery season is fast approaching, so make sure you drop into the shop and make sure your bow is tuned up and dialed in opening day on October 6th. We have great deals on crossbows and compound bows and a variety of arrows. We can check your draw length and bowstring to make sure you're ready for the range. And don't forget to check out our brand new website, vtfieldsports.com. Remember, always hunt safe and hunt smart. Thanks and have a great day.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back here with the postgame show, and we're joined, and we appreciate being joined by our JP Carrera player of the game, Bodie Rubre. And Bodie, certainly a tough game in 42-7, probably not what anyone envisioned, not what you know, anyone had in mind. But you did some good things out there, from recovering some different great defense, some kicking, all sorts of things. But you know, going forward, what's something you're going to hang your hat on in a good way coming out of tonight?
Well, you know, we want to take all the positives that we had from this game. While we were down, we never really went out. We were always just trying to keep up the energy. And Coach Smith, at the end of the game, was just talking about how we're going to respond from this and how this game needs to, like, leave our memories. We need to focus on the next one, and it's about how we respond, not really how we played this game, because this game's over.
Sure, and being able to leave that behind. And one of the advantages you have in being able to do that is that Division I's fairly wide open. All the teams are pretty even. I mean, are you guys kind of aware of that? Have you been feeling any thoughts about the playoffs looking forward, or, you know, have you been kind of keeping it game to game?
Yeah, we haven't really been looking into the playoffs. You know, we're just trying to keep it game by game. You know, just looking at the scouting report each week, just trying to focus on what we can do, and hopefully come out with a win each week. Not really looking at that far ahead.
Sure. And so tonight against Rutland, you know, pretty big lines that they had. Quarterback was able to make some things. Really, they had two players kind of coming at you for a while. You know, what was it about this game that did make it a little tough for you guys?
Well, you know, we didn't really get a ton going offensively. And on the defensive side of the ball, we were getting pushed back a couple of times. You know, they run mesh really well in their zone. Their zone reads just, they really put us down a little bit. Yeah.
So next week and coming up, you're going to have Vern Burton, which is a passing team.
Yeah.
And he now, you know, up against a couple of passing teams. You know, coaches, all you, you know, you probably know this as well as anyone, but your coaches are really excellent adjusters. You often see it after second half and things like that. What do you think is going to be maybe one thing they tell you guys that you can work on going forward?
Well, we just really need to get some push on both sides of the line, defensively and offensively on the line. I feel like that would definitely help us out. We were just getting like 1 or 2 yards this game. If we can just get 3 or 4 and then break a couple big ones, I feel like that'll definitely help us out.
Sure. And yeah, it looked like there were opportunities at different times where, you know, things could have gone a little different with just maybe one thing left or right. Last question, then I'll let you go. I know you want to join the guys back in the locker room, but 81-75, the number change. What happened? I got confused early in the game.
Yeah, so we ran a little bit of this last week too. We're down some injured players, so coach, you know, kind of switched me from tight end to the guard the past couple weeks. Just give it a go, see how it went.
All right. So giving you a job. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Just so you know how it works, you do get to be player of the game one time, so this will be your shot. But we really appreciate you coming up. You had a great game. You've had a great season. And really excited to see it going forward.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And we'll be right back with a few final thoughts here. That was our J.P. Carrera Player of the Game, Bodie Rubright. You're listening to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury, or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beautyrest, mattresses. Hubbard's and Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs, and Telescope casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, the Middlebury Tigers, who came into the night 2-2, have now dropped to 3-2 on the season. Rutland, who came in 3-1, has now gone up to 4-1 on the season. Looking forward in the schedule, it's not going to get easier for the Middlebury Tigers next week. We're going to travel down Route 7 to Manchester, Vermont. Middlebury's going to take on the Bulldogs of Burn Burton. And if you are not familiar with Division II football, you may not be aware that Burn Burton is the class of Division II, along with Fairhaven. They are undefeated. They handled Fairhaven last week. And they are a passing team. They will be tough for the Middlebury Tigers. But the Tigers will have to right the ship, as they've been able to do several times this year, and get down there and see if they can get back to 500. For the Rutland Raiders, who you listen to win the game tonight, they are going to have a tough game as well. They are going to be home, but they're going to play the Green Knights of Rice High School. Rice currently is sitting at number one in the QPR rankings for Division I, so certainly for Rutland, that's not going to be an easy game. Looking forward, Middlebury's then going to have two games after that. They're going to play the combined South Burlington-Burlington Seawolves, who are also 3-1, so that's going to be a tough one in 2 weeks. And then they're going to finish out the season at home with their senior game against the CVU Redhawks. For Rutland, they're going to have Essex after playing Rice, and then they will finish off the season against the Seawolves. So certainly not a night that Middlebury fans will want to remember particularly well. It was never a particularly close contest once Rutland was able to get ahead a little bit. Certainly a physical game from Rutland. Really excellent pursuit by the linebacking core of Rutland. If you really wanted to look at a unit that really made the game happen, the ability of the linebacking core to keep the Tigers from getting that outside corner and turning upfield really made the difference tonight. For the Tigers, there were moments, there were chances. Certainly Tyler Buxton flashed some things at times. That beautiful play where Tim Gettleman was really able to stay patient, bring the ball down, then look back upfield and hit Wyatt Cameron for the 80-yard touchdown. Certainly that's a highlight that will resonate with us. But in general, as Bodie Rubright, our J.P. Carrera player of the game, said, probably a game that's better for Coach Smith and the staff to just ask the players to move past and to move forward and to look back to getting to 500. Keep it in mind, there's no one running away with Division I football right now in Vermont. So if you can get back to 500 next week, that'd be pretty good for the Tigers. And we're going to hope to bring all that to you. We are going to be on the air next Friday at 6:30. Game time will be at 7 o'clock as we will be broadcasting from Manchester as we bring you the Tigers taking on the Burton Bulldogs. I've been happy to bring you the game tonight. We will have Bruce joining me again next week and hope that all, everything is going well for him out there on assignment. I'm Bjarke Sears for Jim back at the studio, for Bruce, who is off on assignment, for everyone involved in Middlebury Tiger football and in for WVTK. We thank you all for joining us. You just listened to the Rutland Raiders defeat the Middlebury Tigers 42-7 on 92.1 WVTK.
You've been listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK. Tiger Football all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts, the A. Johnson Lumber Company, Monument Farms, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, Lathrop Forest Products, One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Woodware, Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, Mike's Auto and Towing, Vermont Field Sports, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, Community College of Vermont, Countryside Carpet and Paint, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, and Shear Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.